want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That computer is working pretty great, Beav.
Good.
That's a good computer they got here.
Boy,
Although I like saying stuff to Rob. Makes me feel important when I say, I'll pick it up manually. You take it on my mark. 10 seconds. on my mark.
It was exciting. Ooh.
Sometimes this is like the deck of the Enterprise.
Yes. they loaded five spots and they was all dead.
This would only have been heard on WJFK FM, our home station.
Thankfully.
Right before the show started, all of a sudden the computer just shut down. This magical howl that they've concocted to run the commercials only.
My God.
And
I'm not taking responsibility for that.
And nobody knows what to do when the computer doesn't know what to do. So I did. But I do. I slap the cartridge in there.
A good card.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's kind of like, if you were in those old bombers and the landing gear wouldn't go down and they had to do it manually.
Exactly.
Like on Memphis Belle when they're coming in for a landing.
Right.
And they're cranking that thing by hand.
Yeah. In this case, we would have crashed because the only tape that I could find was an advertisement for the Bill O'Reilly Show.
I thought you played golf applause.
Oh, that too.
That too.
Yeah, I got that. I was paying attention.
But everything's okay now. We're all on the ground. Ooh.
Thankfully.
Have a nice flight.
Thank you. Would you like some peanut?
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
He's on his game.
Joe, I'm Jerry.
Thank you, Joey.
See you.
Thank you.
Well, don't let me make one more.
Do-do. Do-do.
Do-do.
Oh, dear. She's moving.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm not calling her, Buzz.
Ah.
For months and months and months. I don't think
this will happen again.
I had a good morning with my wife.
In months and months and months. Yeah, you seem like you had an extra spring in your step today.
Color me happy. but my boy. Come on. Pick up.
Come on.
He's got a joke.
Oh, good. We could use that on a Friday.
Not a grunt or a real joke. A gag. He cracked me up before the show.
Oh, good joke.
Yeah. Quote the great philosopher Joseph Ardinger. The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Well said.
Please record your message when you have...
That's not what I was expecting.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That's his machine.
To leave your callback number,
wow.
Press 5.
That's an awful role model. Bart, this is your dad.
Hey, that's pretty cool. You're using Joe Ardinger.
That's an awful role model for your machine. I was calling about your joke. Never mind. Have a good weekend, son. Love you. See ya.
You going to let him tell it or are you going to tell it?
No, forget it. Oh. It's my property now.
We'll call him. Okay, let us have it.
Why did Ron Artest leave early?
Why?
He wanted to beat the crowd. Come on. My kid called me from college with that. Made me laugh.
That is good.
Before the show today. Oh, also before Groaners and before the show, here is a funny tape of George W. Bush.
Oh, very good.
Now will you join me in the countdown? 5, 2, 4, 3, 1.
I was George Bush last night.
He's a cut up, isn't he?
I told you that.
He's a kook. No editing in that at all.
That's a funny. No editing. Listen, it was on the disc when I came in. And then I was also told we have another good tape of the aforementioned Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, very good.
Oh, good.
Now, this is just something that says Billy O'Reilly, rock and roll.
When did conservatives steal rock and roll from us? When did that happen? All the AM stations, nothing but racist, fascist bags. All their break music is this blasty-ass gut bucket rock and roll. Bill O'Reilly will play the White Stripes, for God's sakes. Then you turn over to NPR, and their break music is a sad, lonely saxophone echoing through a sewer pipe somewhere. When did that happen? So you turn like, you're like, next on Bill O'Reilly, why black people smell different.
Wow.
Later on NPR, we'll talk to a woman who makes macrame belts out of old typewriter ribbon.
How great is that?
That's Pat Oswald. That's new stuff from Patton. Yeah. That's great.
He'll be on the show later today, Patton Oswald.
There's Byron.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, good.
Here. Hey, hello.
Hello?
Great outgoing message.
Thank you. Wait, it only plays on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I like it.
Okay, very... very nice. I was calling you to give you the prime spot on the show because you cracked me up with the joke in the office when you called me, but you missed the opportunity, and I've already delivered the killer material.
All right.
Would you like a chance to deliver it yourself?
No, it's all right.
Let the audience judge. I'm sure, like,
that's a terrible position to put him in.
On Star Search, they would like. I'm sure that
they would give somebody a joke to tell after you've told the joke.
I'm sure that they would pick the young man over the old fart.
What? Maybe he's got another one in his arsenal, an untested one.
Bart, not to put you on the spot.
This is actually a pretty tough one. I don't think I do have one. What's the hardest part about rollerblading? If you're a guy,
what?
Telling your parents you're a fag.
That's old, but I like that.
See, that's what he said. He stepped up.
He had some.
Your son stepped up.
That's genetic, folks.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Thank you, bud. Have a good college weekend.
Anytime, Dad. Okay. You know, there's no off switch.
Shut up. Shut up, son. I'll see you later.
All right.
All right, bye. Okay. I made that mistake one weekend of saying that to him. Something about...
You're talking about yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was saying something like, why can't you stop, like, writing notes about the stupid radio? And I, in a moment of just full of pomposity, I said, because I want to tell you something about your dad. There's an on switch and an off switch. Not to me. It's never off. Never off.
No off switch.
And rather than look at me with awe and say, wow, you're a hell of a daddy, he just started laughing. He said, that's stupid.
Oh, yeah, but it's true.
That's stupid.
I've known you for 20 years.
Mike?
I've never seen it turned off.
Mike?
Yeah. Sometimes it bugs me.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Hello. T-G-I-F. Thank goodness it's Friday. Don't want to say God. I'm Scott Shadow.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and personal banker to Granny. Oh! To Granny.
I lost it. I finally lost it. We've not even read one of the completely lame grunters
yet.
I
know, Mildred Drysdale.
Drysdale out of control.
Drysdale out.
What? Chime time. Hi, this is Scott Shannon. He's drooling uncontrollably. What do you call the irrational fear that your red suit will be too tight?
What?
Santa claustrophobia.
I already know Rob wrote him.
And I like it. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Michael Scott Shedd.
And this is Milburn Drysdale.
What effeminate singer makes the best ice cream?
Which one?
Strawberry Manilo. Hello.
Hi.
Scott Shannon here.
Hello, I'm Milburn Drysdale.
Come on, pick it up.
I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What multimillionaire is the best musician?
Which one?
Donald Trumpet.
Oh.
Okay, that's end there.
Hey, now.
The Don and Show.
Okay, so,
every thought is...
Hello.
Okay, I heard you.
Hello. Heard you already. Let's see. That Santa claustrophobia. Strawberry Manilow.
Right.
Donald Trumpet. Oh, and one that I didn't read. The punchline was Felon Degenerous.
Okay,
that was the punchline.
Right.
We'll go to Buzz first.
Yeah,
Buzz?
I agree with Mike. It has to be Rob.
Mike?
I've already said my choice. Yeah. That Santa claustrophobia is strong.
Yeah, you like that?
I like it a lot.
I like Donald Trumpet.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Donald Mike.
Hi, Tony.
We appreciate it.
Okay, Keith Richards.
Hey, this is Keith.
Yeah.
Richards.
To Donald Mike.
Bert.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There's a...
It's from a true story. He was a neo-Nazi. One true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Give it! You know how I've been.
No, weren't you? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Drysdale. And all the ships at sea. They are your round ticket to happiness. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Hara.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Don and Mike's show, a new episode.
Hello.
Hi there, Don and Mike show, new episode on this Friday. Let's get retarded on 1-2-0-3-0-4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Thank you, Buzz. No, he's not. And let's get retarded. Thanks for listening, Don and Mike show. It's December 3rd. Uh-huh. 20,004.
All right.
2004. 20,004.
Wow.
20-04.
Planet might not even be here then.
Probably. 877. All the more reason that we should just throw inhibitions to the wind.
That's right.
This weekend, just go and just do it.
What I've been saying.
Yeah. Party like it's 1999. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yes.
If only I would have had that same thought this morning. when I cowered as always. When I never mind. I'll tell you in a second. Here's our phone number. 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. In D.C., 202-432-1067. I just cannot win with my child bride.
No.
I want to tell you what time she woke up this morning.
This is weird.
4 a.m.
Yes.
Now, she was able to keep it under control until 5 a.m. And I'm an early riser anyway.
Yeah,
But once the lights start going on and I hear the dogs going crazy, well, then I'm awake too. Yeah. And I don't know what it is.
Are you two light sleepers?
Are you
easily stirred? Are you easily awakened?
Well, as I found out, Mike, I'm easily awakened when lights go on and yeah. dogs bark.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This is just my wife's going through a phase where she's just getting up early and doing all of this junk. And she got up early and I got up early and we had like words because we sat down. And the first thing was, you know, what are you going to do today? What are we going to do today? Right. And it's all centered around renting a van. I am blessed to make a decent living doing this job.
Yes.
I'm not bragging. I have two SUVs, okay? One's a smaller one, one's the big ass one that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
These SUVs that I have are not big enough to get this demonic painting back from the beach.
It's a big piece of art that she bought.
The demonic painting. So what we had to do was go to Enterprise or Hertz or one of these places and get like a one-day rate and rent a van so that my wife can drive to the Ocean City to get this huge piece of art that's going to come in and haunt me.
Would it have been cheaper to ship it?
No, it would not, Mike.
All right.
No, it would not. You can get a very cheap like one-day rate with whoever it is we got this thing. So there's this pressure that there's a lot of stuff we've got to do today before I take her and her friend, my neighbor Cecily, to go to the rental place to get this van.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're walking around, each of us doing our various jobs, one of the things she says to me is, hey, are you ever going to go to the cleaners? And I said, yeah, you know, you're right. I've been busy this week with a lot of crap.
Right.
Sure, I'll go to the cleaner. She said, don't forget, take that raincoat of mine. So I go downstairs, I grab all the crap, all my crap, all her crap, go to the cleaners, you know, talk to Miss Calgon, Bath Oil Beads. How
we
are you
need
doing?
More Calgon.
Her whole thing is, you know, ancient Chinese circuit. She's very, very nice.
Very nice.
Oh, I've not seen you for a long time. How are you doing, Mr. Mike? You know, that whole thing about real name. So I get the stuff. I come back home. Feeling good, right? Good.
Sure, why not?
Frida says to me, first thing, she says, where's the raincoat? I said, the raincoat is at the cleaners as you requested. She said, no, it's not. It's in the closet. I said, beg to differ. Came down, got it, took it. She said, guess what, Ace? You took the wrong raincoat. Now, these raincoats, I want to say...
Did she really call you Ace?
She called me something a little worse.
Oh.
Or maybe maybe that's implied
I-stick?
On my part.
Did she call you I-stick?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't...
Might have been a tone.
Yes, I think it was a tone.
Uh-huh. Guess what, I-stick? You took the wrong raincoat.
It was a variant.
And I said, I'm sure I took the right one. It's the one that you were wearing the other day, the one that you commented on. And then she said, no, it's not. You took the wrong one. And she walked away in disgust. And I stood there.
What's wrong, raincoat, doing in my closet?
And, you know, That's just why I feel like I cannot win. These are simple tasks, granted, that I'm asked to do.
But there's one word that comes into all of this, and I think you should, if the word does not come into play, it is malice. If you didn't do it maliciously, if your goal was to get the right raincoat.
I didn't, and the vibe that I get from my wife, and don't misunderstand me, like she doesn't call me a tool to my face, but the jibe that I get from her jibe is what she's saying to me is, this is exactly why, well, she said this to me. She said, this is why I have to do things, mm-hmm. because you can't do things. I ask you to do things, and you do them wrong, and then I have to go do them myself.
I'm smarter, I will always beat you.
So, I'm just eating it on this one.
Yeah.
You know, the closest I can, and this is the closest I come to rage with my wife. I mean, you'd be surprised. You hear me yelling on the radio. You know what a coward I am in real life with this woman. That I'm really hot about this.
Sure.
But I don't say anything about it. I just stand there and take it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know, I'm stupid. I should have known it was the wrong jacket. But as she was leaving to go do one of her errands, I said, hey, are you going by the cleaners? And she said, yeah, I'm going to be going by. And I took the jacket out of the closet and I threw it at her. Now, fortunately, she caught it. That's how naturally talented I am athletically. You know, again, though, I'm very lucky that it didn't go through a window or something.
Maybe one of the buttons strike her in the temple.
No, I didn't, Mike. It was thrown towards her torso. I wasn't throwing at her head.
You never know, though.
Throwing at the torso. Anyway, of course, because she is like a gifted athlete, she reaches out like something out of the Matrix with the arm comes out, goes whoosh, pulls it in, goes, thanks, I'll take that.
And by the time she pulled it to her body, it was completely neatly folded.
Yes, it was. Something like that. So she leaves, and then I'm feeling crappy about it.
What was her reaction when you threw the coat at her?
Well, her reaction was, thanks for throwing me the jacket, because this is where I just didn't step up. I didn't indicate I threw that at you because I was mad at you.
You didn't communicate that it was thrown at her in anger.
It made you feel better, but she didn't know about the vitriol.
Oh, so really, though, the dramatic step of throwing the raincoat.
That's what I'm telling you.
It was not even, oh, didn't.
That's what that's
was
what not I'm saying.
That was for you.
I was saying that was worthless because it was like, and I did, obviously, I didn't throw it like as hard as I could. I just kind of whipped it over there and she just, you know, because she went, all right, thanks God. Like the arm comes out like in a Bug's Life or something. Whoosh,
snapped it out of the air.
So,
best to my knowledge, there's only one thing that really works well when you're throwing it in a house. Dinner plate with food on it. Just like Kevin Spacey.
So now she's gone and she's doing what she's doing and I'm doing what I've got to do. And she comes back home and things are cool.
Good.
You know, there have been apologies all around about waking up early and about the jacket thing. And I'm thinking things are okay. Then she says, now you got to take my friend and I. You got to take my friend and me. We're going to go to the car rental place to get the van to go to the beach to get the painting. And I'm keeping mum about this whole painting thing because I don't want this to bite me in the ass.
No.
I mean, the thing's going to be in my house this weekend. I'm going to take a picture of it. We'll put it on the webpage on Monday in the daily recap.
Mm-hmm.
You decide for yourself about this gigantic 6-foot by 6-foot picture.
Wonderful.
But she says, we're going to go, and you drop us off to get this guy. I said, no problem. So I got my wife in the front seat. I've got the neighbor, Cecily, a beautiful woman, in the back seat. Mm-hmm. And they are feeling so comfortable that for the entire drive over, all I'm hearing is just, and I mean, I want to say this. I love my wife, and this other lady, Cecily, is really a wonderful woman.
No question.
But they are two cats. I mean, they are just, and I'm hearing the stuff about people, and there are names, and yeah, there's, I mean, you know, they're discussing, well, I'm sure she doesn't want me discussing what they're discussing.
But all manner of things.
But they're discussing stuff, and I'm just kind of listening to this and realizing I'm eavesdropping on something here and not really paying attention. My wife's saying, go left here. Okay, hold on. Go right here.
Uh-huh.
And I realize after a while that we've been in the car for like 35 minutes. And I finally look around and I say, where are we going? She says, oh, it's right over right around the corner. Turns out when I find where this place is, I said, this place is like 15 minutes away from our house. It was Tyson's Corner. I said, you had me, we went this whole backwards.
Was it because she was chatting and not focusing?
No, it's because when you're my wife,
mm-hmm.
this is how good life is. you don't worry about how long it takes to get somewhere. You can take the long scenic route.
Right.
If you make an extra left-hand turn, it don't matter.
Right.
Things are good.
Plenty of time.
I mean, what the H-E double toothpicks?
Life is good. Take your time. Relax.
So I made the mistake of mentioning this in front of our friend. I said, yeah. And this was the real me coming out. And I said, oh, you know, Frida, we could have been here like 15 minutes earlier if you just would have told me where we were going. She said, well, I didn't know where we were going. And now, you know, and then right away I know that I've incurred some wrath. So yeah. I just sit there and we pull into the place and we're ready to get the car. And she's going to go inside. And then she says, okay, I'm going to go inside and make sure everything's okay. You stay out here with Cecily. I'll be back in a few minutes. Now, as I mentioned, this woman, Cecily's been a neighbor of ours for 10 years.
Yeah.
She's, as I mentioned, she's hot, she's nice,
yes.
She's just a sweet lady. But she's my wife's friend.
Right.
So, Frida leaves, and the only feeling that I can describe, and I hope I'm not offending Cecily, is I felt like I was in with a teacher. You know, like that I was in school.
It's awkward silence.
Best behavior.
Yeah, and not to mention, she's in the back seat.
Right.
And I'm in the front seat, so when I want to make conversation, I got to do that thing where I, you know, turn and go, hey, so how's every little thing? You know, knowing all the time.
That and that's exactly what you said.
Knowing, I did say so.
So how's everything? So, little lady.
I believe the first thing I said is, how are you anyway?
Right, right.
You know, and she said, oh, I'm fine. But see, what Cecily, I'm sure, knows that I know, and I know she would never bring this up, but she's one of my wife's best friends.
Yeah.
Like, she truly knows what a jerk I am. because Frida, I'm sure, listen, this is the woman that she goes on these walks with.
Right.
You know, they all of these Stepford wives, they all
does
get together.
Does Cecily behave to you differently than certain other of your wife's acquaintances?
No. No,
really?
No,
okay.
She is.
Well, that's good.
She's nice and she's pleasant. This thing was on me, and I don't know what to ask her because, you know, I'm sitting there and we're just looking at each other and she's making conversation and she's making nice conversation. But the conversation that she's making, the stuff that she's saying to me makes me wonder again if I'm living in a real world or if everybody else does things a certain way. Here's the story that she tells me, and I'm sure this is a true story. I just could never picture this happening to me. And I'll give her credit that she picked up the 15 minutes that we were sitting mm-hmm. in the car together. She did most of the talking.
Well,
so I was happy for this. She says we're talking about this painting that I'm not in love with and that Frida is in love with. She says, well, you know, one time my husband and I were in San Francisco. We had too much to drink. We were, you know, had martinis, and we went to an art gallery and bought a painting, and it got shipped home, and we didn't even remember what it was. So we had a couple of drinks, and we opened up the box, and then it was okay. And the whole time she's telling me this, what I was thinking in my mind was, I would never be at an art gallery where I've had a couple of drinks and decide there's something, some piece of art, you know, that I can't live without and I've got to have, and I wouldn't remember what it is. And then when this thing showed up at my house, I am sure that the last thing that I would do would be something so gallant as to say, darling, do you remember that time that you and I took that festive getaway to the wine country and we had too much good bubbly and we bought that painting on a whim? Well, my darling, tonight I will pour the wine and then once...
And wait to open it.
Yeah. And,
yeah, I wouldn't either.
And that's
yeah,
what...
Yeah, you and I aren't cut out of that same...
That's bit. What she was telling me. And,
she's got perhaps a more romantic husband.
And she wasn't saying it in quite as grandiose a way as I am. You know, like, you know, oh! For my lady.
So she's got, it's kind of a cool move, actually, too. It's like, yeah, I don't remember that. I know we were in a gallery. Don't remember the painting. Listen, let's have fun. Let's make it fun. And we'll pour some more wine and open it later. No, you couldn't relate to that story. Did the story make you a little angry?
Yes.
Of course it did.
And here's why. Because this is the problem that I'm having recently. Is it me? Or is everybody else just faking it? All of these people that I meet, I want to tell you something. I'm a happily married, pretty well adjusted, despite what you hear on the radio, off the radio, I'm pretty well adjusted, pretty happy, in touch with my soul, all that other crap that you're supposed to feel.
Right.
But the behavior that you people live with and...
What she told you was kind of a romantic story about her and her husband. Right?
Yes.
And you got angry because you...
I don't have any romantic stories. I mean, I love my wife.
You've done romantic things with your wife.
Nothing like that. I mean, nothing like that. What would it be with me? It would, it, with me, it would always be, God, I don't know, when we went to a Three Stooges, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Three Stooges film.
You're going way back.
He wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. You know, or when we've done something stupid that I like to do. The point is, I don't like to do stupid stuff like that.
Right.
I couldn't picture myself being one of these guys going somewhere and, you know, first off, being somewhere where you're, like, with art and that's all that's there. Even if you're drunk, I mean, after a while, come on. It's a picture on the wall, for God's sakes. You know, and then, well, you know what, that's great. We'll buy that one. And more power to them. They did this. I just wonder, how many people really do this? And when people tell me things like this, do they know that I don't do these things? And are they telling me this?
Do they know how much you disapprove?
No, it's not that, Mike, it's not that I disapprove. Yeah, it's not that I disapprove.
You're filled with disapproval.
No, it's not that I disapprove. It's that I wonder if it's me or if it's them. Which right. way is the right way to be?
Well, I think everybody's different.
Is it right?
That's what you're having trouble getting your head around, you and your friend and back of you. People are different, and neither one of you ever can accept that.
No, but we can hate it.
Yes, hate it. She seemed
comfortable
fine with
in
it.
Your own skin.
She seemed fine with it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she got. Then my wife came out and said, "Oh, the van is ready." After like
the thought process was, she told you that story. You processed it as being something you would never ever do yourself,
right?
And then you began to hate it.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Pardon? Mrs. Source is on the phone.
Oh man, I promise you I did not want this today. Hello?
You're not being accurate, my boo-boo.
How am I not being accurate? Again.
We have had a couple of glasses of wine and have bought art together.
Really? When?
You don't remember?
Now it's going to come back to me being a retard. Is it when we bought that Batman picture?
It's Spider-Man. Oh, no, it's Batman. You're right.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
The signed picture.
And we could not afford it at the time, only we had drinks, and we were walking in Georgetown,
that's
and
true.
We bought what has now become the most prized piece of art in your collection.
Listen, it is an original piece of art by Bob Kane.
There you go.
The guy that invented it. He drew it.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that on the air. Now we will have to hire security.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Anyway, you know, I was just thinking about that with Cecily. And baby, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Cecily. It's just she was telling me that when you were in. And how come you didn't take her inside with you? Why are you leaving me alone with her? I mean, you know how bad I am in those situations.
You can make small talk for a few minutes. I really come to rescue you when I found out I had to wait for the van. Didn't I come to release you of having to be like Beaver Cleaver on a good day?
Yeah, but I mean, she wasn't even in the front seat. It was that awkward thing where I'm like looking at her in the rearview mirror going, I mean, so, how you doing, Cecily? And she's looking back at me and then, you know, just hearing about how
you great. Doing.
And I'm sure incidentally that day with that thing, I'm sure that included a hot air balloon ride or something. Out in Northern California.
Sure.
All I know is...
Well, you...
I'm a schmuck.
Fine. Well, that's true, my darling, but, you know, I expected to come back and find you and Cecily dancing because I've seen you dance together. You know, I thought you were comfortable.
Oh, I am comfortable with Cecily, but but she's your friend, and as I mentioned, you know...
I know.
She knows what a jerk I am. You tell her what a jerk I am.
Right.
You know, so...
Right.
So I'm sitting there, and it's like, what am I going to do? Fake this woman out and say, hey, I bet you think I really got it going on. I bet you think I'm a great guy. When the truth is, I know that you every jerk thing I do, you tell her.
I tell her lots of wonderful things about you.
Well, but you tell her the jerk things, too.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. And, anyway, I know that she knows, and that was all. That was all.
All right.
And, you know, good for them. Good for them with that picture thing.
Hey, but, you know... I mean, really, the point may be that yes, it was a Batman painting, but it was in an art gallery. We had a couple of drinks, and it was a happy moment.
Tell her that then. Tell her that, because I didn't remember that. Tell her that we did that.
I will relate that story.
Tell her, because that's important. That's important to me.
You aren't different from everybody else.
Then,
have the same kind of story right in your back pocket. You didn't even remember.
All right. Then what about... Well, never mind. We're past the raincoat thing. We're past that. I just thought you were a little harsh about that today.
I thought you were a little dim about that. And I didn't say that. So you thought I was harsh, and I thought you were dim.
I told you that she thought I was an idiot.
Uh-huh.
She just didn't say it.
Since you were the one who told me that the coat was dirty originally because it was on my back, I couldn't even see it. You were the one who volunteered to take it to the cleaners a week ago. And then you were the one, when you finally do make run the errand, you don't take the coat that you had told me to do.
Can you hear that? Oh, hold on. Let me fix that. You can't hear that now, can you?
I heard it.
That's gone.
That is a shame.
All right, baby. Love you.
And I, you know what? If you're going to play that sound effect, I was making that sound effect and relaying another story to Cecily this morning. It was about how you don't know how to cut and paste with a computer. I was saying when I was telling you this, it sounded like walk, 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 walk. I might as well have been talking Greek. Everybody else on the planet.
Yeah. Thanks.
Knows how to cut and paste.
I don't know. I don't know how to cut and paste.
Mm-hmm. She was doing something today. I mean, every time.
You know how to cut and paste, Bob?
Do it every day.
Every time.
Everybody knows how to cut and paste. Seriously.
We do it every day.
Well, when I write the news.
Oh, all right. And every time I try to, I always click on too much stuff and end up like with a whole page being moved.
Right.
And you know.
Yeah,
listen,
that is. That,
let me
I'm
just
sorry,
say this.
Very grandpa-ish. You don't know how to cut and paste.
How dare you?
I'm insulted by that, too.
How dare you? That was in a moment of confidence when I said to you this morning.
That is a moment of trust.
I said to you this morning, you know, someday you're going to have to teach me all the nuances.
You can surf the World Wide Web without having to cut and paste.
Yes, you can. Only if you got pesky documents.
That's like Computer 100. That's computer for people who are in... Second grade.
Okay.
Second graders know how to cut and paste.
Is this pep talk over? Because I'm feeling really good about myself again. Thank you.
Well, you brought it on, my darling. You brought up the raincoat.
That's
said
your fault.
I was harsh.
I brought up the raincoat, so you had to bring up that thing.
I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
No, you brought up the cut and paste. I didn't bring that up.
That's after you said I was harsh about the raincoat.
Well, you were. Would it kill you one time just to say you were harsh? Would it kill you?
No, you are way too sensitive.
You are way too hard.
You would think after 23 years you would toughen up a little bit, wouldn't you?
You would think after 23 years you would soften up a little bit.
I'm not going to baby you. You're a man.
You got no answer there.
Yeah, I got. What am I going to say? You know, when I get home tonight, I'm going to beat your ass. Rob, I know you.
Stay
along
on my way to the beach.
Yeah. When I get home tonight, I'm going to smack your ass. Oh, yes. Come on. Okay.
All right, Sugar Bear.
All right, I'll see you. Okay, love you too.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. When you come home tonight, sister. Boom. Watch out.
To the moon.
Watch out. I'm going to be practicing all night. Practicing all friggin' night. And then Sunday, this will be happy for us.
Yes.
Something that I know my wife's not looking forward to. We'll be in Baltimore on Sunday to go to the Ravens game. And we'll be on with Marty Bass on Channel 13 for the post-game show. So looking forward to that. And Mike, Mr. Local Businessman, I know that you'll be out tomorrow as well, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Manassas Christmas Parade, which is the big Christmas thing. They got bands and floats and all that good stuff. And I'll be riding in the parade with my kids. So I'm excited about that. They want me there at 9 o'clock. For the parade starting at 10:30. I don't understand that, but I'll be there early. I'll be there early, and it goes right into Old Town Manassas. Should be a lot of fun.
Right, that'd be great. What?
Two words for Marty Bass.
What?
Face paint.
Oh, yeah, so that's Sunday. And
so we're really doing the community thing this, you know, you Baltimore,
you
me, Manassas.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to reach a few more people than I am, though, because you're going to be on the TV.
Yeah, well, but again, I realize that. It's going to be, yes, on TV, and yes, it's on a CBS station,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and yes, it's the post-game show.
Right.
But there's another game on the other station.
Right.
I know how it goes.
Right.
When the game's over. You turn on to the other game.
Yeah. Well, the big fans do. I mean, the people that are totally into the Ravens are going to watch you.
Which is everybody. No, they'll flip over when there's a commercial in the Kansas City game or the Green Bay game, whatever game it is that's on. But listen, I don't care. You know me. I'm all for that stuff.
Have you finalized any dinner plans yet?
Oh, no. Oh, and listen about that. So, Marty Bass, hold on.
Martin?
Yeah, hold on. I got to pull up my AOL here.
Do you think they have a monitor at the Marty Bass show that lets you know when the other station is in commercial? Because that would be the time you'd want to mention Don and Mike website.
Yes. Amen.
So here's the deal with Marty Bass.
Oh, we know.
That that he had sent me a bunch of emails about going up and being on his show this weekend, and I'm happy to do it. I'm looking forward to do it. I'm going to get sideline passes, you know, do all that.
Be on the field?
All that stuff that I love up there at the Ravens Stadium.
Right.
So he's got this thing he wants to go out to dinner afterwards, and I know that it hits his last night before vacation.
Oh.
So he doesn't have to get up the next morning to work. I got to get up to work. And, you know, anyway, I was going to let him down easy on this dinner thing. Say, let's do it over vacation or something, but not after the game. Anyway, what I had told him was via email, I had said, call me this morning, today, at about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
This was before I knew I was going to have the van crisis.
Right.
So I'm out of the house at 11 o'clock. I get home, and there's a message from Marty, and then there's an email from Marty.
Promptly at 11.
He was. I'll give him credit.
Good for him.
I feel bad about this, because, you know, I read this in Mike Douglas's book when I was a kid. Always be 5 minutes early for every appointment, and
you and I usually are.
And you'll never be late a day in your life.
Right.
So anyway, you know, that's good he called. I was wrong for not being there. But then he sends me an email that insinuates, and not in a jerk way, but just insinuates that I've given him the wrong telephone numbers. Because he said, what he writes is, I think the heading of his email is troubling numbers.
Huh.
And it says, hey, I tried to call you this morning. I got a machine. Didn't sound like Frida.
Well,
it was Frida because I got the message.
Right.
He said, and then I tried your cell phone and got a Chinese woman. So then I had to email him back. And this is why the computer is so much better than the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't have time to tell him all this crap I've told you about the rain code and the van.
Right, exactly.
I just sent him an email and said, you know, I'm having a real morning, a real red letter day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry I wasn't here. You have the correct telephone numbers. Let's chat this weekend.
Very good.
Okay, you know, all my best, dot, dot, dot.
So there is a chance. You're telling him there's a chance.
Well, I got to let him down tomorrow on that.
A Green Bay game on.
I'll call him up tomorrow. And
yeah, you know, I know that. And that's the main reason. If you didn't have that Green Bay game, you probably would consider it.
I would, but it's the Packers and the Eagles.
Right. So that's a big game. Well, yeah.
I will want to catch the second half.
Sure.
Come on. It's an important game.
Right.
Every game's important
to the Packers. Important for the Packers.
In the National Football League. Not important to the Eagles. Right. What do they care?
Mm-hmm. You know what you could do? You could have them to your house.
And you. Now, you know what?
That was simply a joke. You know
watch
that.
You watch it, friend. Okay? Just watch it.
Come on in, Marty.
And you'll be out at FedEx Field, Rob.
Oh, yes, I will.
Rob will be doing what he always does, announcing the games.
Yes, come on out and see my hair.
Buzz, where are you going to be this weekend?
I'm going to be reaching out to the community by going to various shopping malls and spreading my cold virus this
dear.
Weekend.
Oh,
that'll
no.
How are you feeling, Buzz?
Oh, I feel fine.
Do you
really like that in percentage?
Yes, I would, please. Yes. Would you give it the percentage? Hey,
I'd like to know what you were yesterday.
Okay, yesterday I would say I was at about 99%. Today I say 98.5.
Oh, okay.
That's hardly anything.
Only 0.5% difference.
Although, both days, loopy on the cold medicine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You look a little peaked today.
I feel a little spacey from the cold medicine.
So if you're at Fair Oaks Mall, the lines will be short at the kissing booth.
Yeah.
I would think maybe wouldn't that bring your overall score down a little bit?
You know, I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, I was loopy both days.
That one time he was 40%.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Better than that.
Death's door, sure.
Remember that.
What cold medicine are you using?
Sudafed and Contact.
Oh, you thought he was using the natural remedy?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, Buzz,
that makes you loopy, too.
The thing that's funny about Buzz is, and that's why I'm glad you brought that up, Buzz,
right.
When you ask Buzz how he's feeling off the air, he'll give you a percentage. He'll say, I'm 72% today.
Yeah.
I'm 85% today.
Well, he's lying about the 98% because I can look at him and hear him, and I know he's hurting today.
No, I'm not hurting. I just sound bad.
And like you said,
sound worse than you feel?
Perhaps a little dizzy, yes.
Are you a little hot, a little warm?
Yeah, I am now, yes. Yes.
After the last 30 seconds?
No, I just was anyway. I'm maybe having hot flashes, I'm not sure.
Well, he should feed a cold, right? Is it feed a cold?
Feed a cold, starve a fever.
Well, Rob, you and I adhere to the same thing. Feed a cold, feed a fever.
Yes, feed a hangover, and feed a friend.
Either way, got a break right here. Fellas, guys, girls, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus beat Spider-Man at the movies. He beat him. That's not how it went when I was playing with my action figures growing up. Spider-Man always beat Jesus. And, of course, you guys know why. Jesus has no webbing.
The Don and Mike Show. Even tastier than Chef Boyardee. The Don and Mike Show.
That was Patton Oswalt. He'll be on in a second.
All right.
Rich Eisen will be on later today from NFL. Total Access. Rich brought to us by Tower Records, Tower.com. That one is the biggest selection of music and movies you love in Tower. I finally listened to the kids and bought the U2 CD.
Oh, yeah.
The
new one?
Atomic Bomb.
How you like?
Mm. I'll tell you something. Patton, in 5 minutes, he's locked out.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Is he that big time now? What's the deal? Like,
he's literally locked out of his hotel room.
Oh, okay.
And he wants to call on a hard line. He has to get into his hotel.
What do you mean? Why would he be big time if he was... What do you think he was locked out of?
Locked out meaning he was doing another interview. That's probably what they'll say to me. He's locked out. He can't do it for another 5 minutes.
I didn't mean it in the show biz. I meant it in the Hilton sense of the term. He is locked out. So.
Wow.
All right. So, Patton Oswalt in a second. Anyway, the U2 CD Atomic Bomb...
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all music that was being put out today by all genres of music was half as decent as this thing is, we wouldn't play oldies when we came back from bumpers.
That good?
Yeah. The album kicks ass.
I haven't heard you say that about an album in a very long time.
Vertigo, you've heard that a million times right now, but that's still good. The whole record is great. That band has truly evolved.
One of the things I've always felt about the music of U2 that's great about it, and I think it's the sign of a great band or a great artist, is you listen to it, and then you listen to it again and again and again and again, and it is literally a nonstop snowball effect. And that's the way I feel about all of U2's music.
Yeah.
It just grows on you all the time. You can't listen to that, you know, just once and not have it affect you.
And there's some of their stuff that's just too heavy for me. I mean, you know, if you think about the words of some of that stuff, like Sunday Bloody Sunday, I mean...
Right.
I'm not into that.
I love that stuff.
I know you
but
do.
It's good.
That's the
Irish
in you.
Yeah, it's the
Irish
in me, yeah.
And then I like Zootopia when they went through that phase.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm telling you right now, these dudes, and they don't need this plug. God knows, they sold 800 million copies or 800,000 copies already. But... these dudes are just making good music that they like.
And they use a promotion.
And that everybody else likes.
They use a promotional tool that I don't think it's necessarily original to them, and it's done by other artists occasionally, but they seem to always do it, where they'll have that sneaky, just show up and do a concert,
yeah,
right? And they do it recently under the Brooklyn Bridge, and they did it that one time when they were on a building in Los Angeles, and it's just, I think it's great the way they do that.
And that's my only thing with Bono, is that he keeps saying that they're not like that.
Oh, but they are, yeah.
Sure.
You're right, about it. Yeah, let that go.
Everything is merchandise
with
them.
That's their marketing, yeah.
Yeah, but that's, either way, I just think it's a great record. You know, go buy that record. Either that or...
Buy something from the store at DonandMikeWebsite.com. That would be an alternative.
You're the best whore I ever met, Mike.
Yeah.
You are absolutely the best.
Thank you. Thank
best
you.
Best whore I ever met. Patton Oswalt. Let me mention this.
Yes?
You know, I don't have a follow-up for that.
Thank you.
Was just a compliment.
I appreciate that.
A great chance for you to work,
mm-hmm,
to work that in.
That's true. That's right.
Appreciate that.
I appreciate it, too.
I know you do. That's why you did it. You were doing it to help me.
I was.
Well, kind of.
Yes.
Kind of.
Maybe.
Patton Oswalt has a new special. He'll be on as soon as he gets in his hotel room. He has a special on Comedy Central,
right,
that has some newer material than the last time we had him on the show. And also, thank you, Robbie. What is this? Patton Oswalt, No Reason to Complain.
Mm-hmm.
Premieres Saturday, December 5. I might as well do this in case he doesn't have time to call in today.
It is.
You know, I'm hoping right now, as we wait for Patton, and you said he was locked out of his hotel room, I hope he went through the experience that we many of us have that have been in hotels, that he got one of those bad cards.
Right.
It seemed like every third hotel visit not to work in the slot.
When we used to stay at a wonderful hotel in New York, you know what happened up there all the time?
At the Park Central?
Yes. If you have to mention it by name,
uh-huh,
the battery would run out in the door itself.
Yes.
And they would say, oh, bad battery, we got to send someone up.
Nothing,
and then I'd wait in the hall with
nothing drives me more. In fact, that would be my number one hotel room complaint, mm-hmm, is when you get one of those little plaques. You know, I miss the days when we had keys.
Skeleton keys.
I don't mind the skeleton keys. I don't mind the plastic.
I mind the plastic when it sits there and goes, well, you'll have to come. And they never, you know, rarely do they come up with a key. You got to go down and show your ID to get a new key.
Right. Anyway, about Patton Oswalt here, besides his stand-up, which is funny, mm-hmm, and he's on King of Queens, so we'll talk to him about Leah. I hope we have time to talk about that. Also, his website. really, PattonOswalt.com. The funniest part, is that him, Rob?
Yeah, it is.
Is that him? Good. The funniest part of his website is what he writes every day about whatever he's going through in his life.
I didn't know that.
I've read it for the longest time, and I've read it like some days after he's been on the show, and I figure, what's the brother got to do to get a mention? Because he writes about the most minuscule thing. They're hilarious.
Right.
Anyway, here he is now, Patton Oswalt. Patton.
Hey.
You were locked out of your hotel room?
Oh, man. I was up writing, and then I lost the key, and then it was a minor nightmare that I, in my hysterical diva drama queen way, turned into this huge thing. Where I had bellboys running around. I turned into Elton John trying to get back into my room.
I got pissed a second because Rob came in and gave me a note that says, Patton needs 5 minutes, he's locked out. And I thought that meant like that you were doing a satellite interview with some other DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, come on, what's this crap? You were really locked out.
I'm doing an all-day radio tour. Hey, this is Scooter the Beaver. Patton, I'll roll here for you.
So listen, hey, Patton, I was mentioning before you came on the phone here, because I'm just playing the clips from your special. The stuff you write on your webpage, I think, is friggin' great. I'd use the word if I could. Mm-hmm. He writes observations about life and people that piss him off, and he doesn't really think what people might think about what he's writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, because I'm selfish like this, what will it take one of these times when you're on our show, when you write about your...
You want to be on the website, is what you want. You want him to write about us.
At one point, I would just like, and I'm afraid that you don't write.
You're not looking for any other kind of plug. You'd just like to, because you read it every day, you'd like to be included. You'd like to be included in the musings of one Patton Oswalt.
Even if you write something awful, like I was on the show with these two hacks.
Okay. See, that's where you're screwed, because I usually write about stuff that gets on my nerves and makes me mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you write stuff about, I like caramels and I bought a pair of pants to fit, no one cares. No one wants to read that stuff. So when I talk to you guys, this is kind of, this is just easy street. It's really fun. So why the hell would I write about that?
But I'll give you a great example. I don't know why. I'm just an idiot like that. Patton will write, I have a killer hangover. And then you will just see a picture of him where he looks ashen and he looks like he's going to die.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that he writes for the day.
And everybody that has ever had a killer hangover understands why.
October 22nd.
Are you still into the Merlot, Patton?
You know what? I moved beyond the wine, and now I'm into old scotches.
Oh my God. Hello, Dean.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's
myself.
You are pickling yourself.
Patton, are you getting more notoriety now for your stand-up and for being the funny son of a bitch that we know you are, or are you still getting recognized more for being on the Leah show?
Well, the Leah show. Now it's about half and half, which
good,
is nice, because
good.
King of Queens is a funny show, but it works against me when I'm in a club and I look down and there's a wonderful smiling family that's come to see me because watch your wonderful sitcom, and then literally within 5 minutes you just see them, getting up and storming out. It's so ugly, and the waitresses are angry at me.
Yes, for those that might not have seen Patton's stand-up show, he does have a little language, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me play something. We started the show today with your...
I wanted to say one thing.
Bill O'Reilly thing.
Before you said that, I wanted to say to Patton that, rarely have I memorized an entire album, but that is still... From the time that I think the last time you were on the show, that is still in my car. I still have it on one of my CDs, and I listen to it all the time. I think it's one of the best. It's really, really fabulous. Yeah. It's your live album, and it's a great album.
So here's how. Now,
my album and Carol King's Tapestry. Those are the two that you memorize.
And Carol King's Tapestry has been in there a lot longer.
And you bastard, you're implying something's wrong if a man was to have Tapestry in his car?
I do my abs to that album.
I thought so. Carol Tree and T for the Tillerman.
Carol King looking oh so sexy.
With her bare feet.
That's right.
Hit
side
kick.
Side one, cut one. It's too late. Side one, cut two. So far away.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't anybody... Side two. Cut two.
See, we're everybody. We're a handy radio show.
This is John and Mike. I want to shut this one out to Pat Oswalt.
I feel the earth.
Locked out of his room today.
I feel
listen to this. This is from Patton's new Comedy Central special.
All right.
There's only some stuff we can play on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
But even that's killer. Listen to this riff about gay 80s metal music. And tell me if this does not slay you. Patton Oswalt.
VH1 Classics does a show called Metal Mania. And I watched, they had a whole weekend, all 80s metal videos for two straight days. I watched all 2 days of it. And I learned something watching 2 days of 80s metal. If you were into metal in the 80s, guess what? You're gay. Did you know that? You are gay. Those videos are gayer than 8 guys, nine guys. That is how gay those videos are. They're that gay. Every single video has a bunch of shirtless, sweaty guys, or worse yet, like a vest and no shirt. Hello! Just rocking out in a factory that apparently just makes sparks. They just make sparks all day. And they're just like rocking out and rubbing bare shoulder blades and and then they'll cut to a bunch of hot women miles away from the band. In another time zone, in an auto wrecking yard or a dude ranch, going, yeah, maybe I'll get the guys in Scritti Politti to bow me because I'm not going to get any from the guys in Jackal with a Y.
That is.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Too great.
Damn, I'm funny.
Yeah. See?
All right, hold on. One more, because why talk to the guy? Listen how funny he is.
Right.
I love this. Oh, wait, listen to him exactly. All right, here he is about Black Angus steak.
Oh, this is my favorite.
Yeah,
this is my favorite right here.
Quality stuff.
So this past year, the ads for Black Angus have gotten so, it's like turned into this gauntlet of threatening food, you know, where it doesn't look fun anymore, where they're like, at Black Angus, we'll start you off with an appetizer platter featuring 5 jumbo deep-fried gulp shrimp served on a disc of salted butter with 15 of our potato bacon bombs and a big bowl of pork cracklings with our cheese and butter dipping sauce. And you're like, oh, hey, we're all going to split that. You'll each get your own. Then we'll take you our mile-long soup and salad bar featuring bacon and cheese cream soup with our 5 head of iceberg lettuce He-Man. Salad served in a punch bowl with 15 pounds of ranch dressing and what the hell a couple of corn dogs. Oh, hey. Can I just get like a mixed green? Hey, I'll suck a on Christopher Street before I bring you a mixed green, buddy.
Hold on, there's more in this cut. Hold on.
Wow, what's going on?
Let this roll.
Ken will wheel out our bottomless trough of fried dough. Seriously, am I getting a steak? Oh, you'll get a steak. Because then we'll bring out our 55-ounce Los E-Man steak slab.
E-Man.
Served with a deep-fried pumpkin stuffed with buttered scallops and 67 of our potato bacon bombs.
E-Man. Hold on, there's one more line.
Hey, man, there's no way I can. And then bend over, Abigail May.
The gravy pipe! You know there's a tribute to you guys in that bit.
Really?
How can that be, He-Man?
Bacon and cheese cream soup is from when Michael Mara used to make fun of William J. Conrad, Jake and the Fat Man,
Jake Styles, but he's a damn good investigator, and he's mine.
And well, then you did a thing about cooking with cheese and salt, and one of the recipes was bacon and cheese cream soup.
Oh, I'm flattered.
I was listening to that one day, and I almost drove off through it. It was one of the funniest things I ever heard.
Thank you, Patton.
Because
that's great.
He was rattling off all these recipes, and he kept running out of air. He was so fat he couldn't finish his sentences, like his lungs were collapsing.
How do you know when something is, I mean, obviously you know what is funny, but like when you talk about the He-Man potatoes,
right.
The He-Man salad, you know, that is so friggin' right on. I guess what I'm asking is, how come you're not Dave Chappelle yet?
Well, because Dave Chappelle is a blazing genius. I think I'm darn funny, but I don't know if you've seen Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I have the potential in that. I don't know about Dave Chappelle's performing chops, but Dave Chappelle's one of those guys like Conan O'Brien and Jon Stewart that really recognized good writing when he got the opportunity.
I
have a feeling if I ever get the opportunity, to have a show like Dave Chappelle, the one thing I'll have going for me, I don't know about camera presence or performance, but at least I'll know how to hire the best writers.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can spot good writing in other people, so at least I'll have an even shot, you know, at least I'll have good stuff right, you know, written for me. And also, my circle of friends and comedians are so good. There's so much, like, they're just people that I look up to all the time that I always have this great audience of, like, in my head, I'm writing for really funny, smart people. I can't just go, oh, I'll just get away with this lame thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Like, my friends make me work harder.
Right. Well, either way, you know, no
kidding. Very lucky.
You're a funny son of a bitch. You really are, man.
I feel a little bit like a stalker last time he came to town, because I actually went to both of Patton's nights at the Improv, and it's just, it's a lot of fun. And really, I think good things are yet to come for you. I really believe that. I really, really do, because you're one of the best,
yep,
in my opinion. And I think those examples we just played show that, Patton. I wish you so much luck, because you really are one of the best. You really are.
Patton, guys, when the really good stuff happens, you guys are cut off immediately.
Yeah, we know that. Trust me, we know that.
Understood.
Patton's special No Reason to Complain premieres Sunday, December 5, 10 p.m. on Comedy Central.
Oh, God, that's
so ridiculous. Watch it. And we got a link to Patton's website on our website.
Good, I do.
Oh, and the last thing that we'll mention is... About Leah Remini. It was that we had Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. He went to her house to interview her,
and we just suggested that maybe he test the water a little bit. And in between that time, we had a segment about Leah, and it didn't go that well. And so
anyway,
Billy Bush came back to us and said
she didn't want it.
She doesn't want it. So we're fine with that.
Yeah, but let me ask you this: do you think Leah dines at Black Angus?
Oh God!
Leah Remini, it's the Hungry Man dinner. How many gallons in the salad bowl?
We're jeopardizing his employment here.
Watching all my landscaping funds go flying away.
That's right. All right, Patton, have a great holiday if we don't talk to you before.
Hey, Patton, just real quick, I'll see if you remember what happens when you hit a midget on the head.
He turns into 40 gold coins.
Funny is funny.
Thank you, Patton.
All right, dude, we'll talk to you soon. Have a good holiday.
You guys too, man. It's so great to talk to you.
Thank you, Patton. You're the greatest.
Thanks.
I mean, really.
You don't often hear us shut up and let a guy talk and just be funny and play cuts from his brand new special.
I mean, two nights in a row. I don't dig going to shows like that. I loved it. Two nights in a row. I saw his stand up.
I watched that special last night, and it's really funny from beginning to end.
I think he's one of the few guys that got. And that was a good question you asked him when you were talking about like Chappelle, because I do think if he finds whatever that niche is, he's got it. He'd be the first one to tell you. He's a funny looking guy.
I was just going to say, right. Part of his problem is not that he's not Brad Pitt.
Right.
He's more like Danny DeVito than Brad Pitt.
And if he finds that vehicle where he's got the DeVito, he's going to go, man.
He reminds me, the way he looks, of that guy from Mr. Show that I like so bad.
Oh, David Cross.
Yeah.
Same type. And they're both just good, angry comics.
Yeah,
they really are.
Edgy guys. Yeah.
Anyway, that's Patton Oswalt. He's great. Oh, listen, if you're one of the lunatics that watches The Apprentice, we will have the loser on. We have nothing to say to this person.
No.
So please call 877-365-3636 for 5 minutes with The Apprentice loser.
Yeah, The Apprentice loser who did not seem to take it real well.
No, I think she was she a little Chinese girl?
Yeah, and she,
Ivana?
She got in trouble for taking her skirt off.
I know that.
I saw just a little bit of that.
Her name is Ivana.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, we have nothing to say to her. If you would like to ring her up for 5 minutes, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got the girl on the show. Call us. We'll be back with The Apprentice Loser. Oh, and something even better.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Although, what could be better than that?
It looks like strippers with chocolate bars. I'm not going to lie. And when I say strippers, I mean in a cheap beer dive in Texas. Peanut shells on the floor.
Watch it, girls.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Right. Hey, no matter what you do, think about this.
Talk about your liver lately.
Yeah. I have.
No fake breath. No condoms. All naked sex. And entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Thank you, Dude Walker. We have Ivana on the phone. to talk to everybody about The Apprentice last night. Ivana dropped her pants last night.
They're using sex appeal to sell. So I thought to myself, okay, well, I need to do something completely drastic in order to get $20 for this candy bar. I started to think, okay, desperate times call for desperate measures. And it worked. I was able to sell a candy bar for $20.
I like this girl. She was an M&M girl last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to defend it. And that didn't go well. And then...
kind of eventually got her fired.
And Trump fired her. And everybody's saying, of course he fired her because she named Ivana.
13th person voted out of Survivor Vanuatu.
Oh, hold on. My mistake. We've got all these
We're getting
things.
Our reality shows confused.
Here's Ivana. Oh, that's embarrassing. I hope she didn't hear that.
You know what, Ivana? You stripped. I'm not hiring a stripper. You made a lot of bad decisions. And frankly, you've lost too much. Ivana, you're fired.
He loves doing that.
Gotta disagree. Let's welcome her now. I hope she wasn't listening to that. Ivana?
Yes, it's Don and Mike.
Yeah, you were not hearing that, were you?
Oh, I definitely was.
There she was. Well, here she
How
was.
How you doing, Ivana? Ivana.
Good, good, good. You know what, guys? I grew up listening to you in D.C. on my commutes to high school.
Wonderful. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? You're talking
it's
to us now.
Yeah, it's such an honor to talk to you guys today.
How old were you when you first started listening to us, Ivana?
I think I was 15.
Wow. 15 years young.
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
Thomas Jefferson for science and tech.
Now, Rob, were they a competitor of yours, Thomas Jefferson?
Well, I was offered to go there, but I declined. It's for all the smart kids.
The smart kids. Very good.
So you are famous now for 1 week because you made it through. Now, there's only like how many left? There was five left?
I was in the top five. Mm-hmm. And actually, last night's show had the highest ratings ever for the season.
Wow. Yeah, I think I'm doing no small part to you, dropping the old script. You took an awful lot of heat for that.
Yeah, I did take a lot of heat for
that. Too much, I think, actually.
Let's go right to our callers who watch the show and love it. This is 5 minutes, the 5 minutes of fame. You are, Robbie, you're in the start clock.
I am.
With Ivana. And here we go, and these are calls from all over America. Ivana, here is Jay in California. Jay, you're on with Ivana.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to tell you, you looked pretty smoking hot when you dropped that skirt of yours. especially from the neck down, you look great.
Wow.
Wow.
You're
also an expert at the backhanded insult.
Hold on, let's see if it goes better here. Here's Xavier in Reno. Xavier.
Hey, hello, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, is Ivana there?
Yes, she is.
I'm here.
Hey, have you ever thought of bringing, a girl of your caliber would make a lot of money here in Reno, Nevada?
Now stop it.
You know what, I'm going to have to go to a female caller because somehow I trust women more than men during this segment.
What could go wrong?
Here is Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Ivana.
Hi, Becky.
Hey, I just wanted to note, my sister went to school with you. And she told me that she met you at the reunion. Did you not bring this up to anybody there?
Yes.
That you did this during the show?
Well, I'm not allowed to really talk about what happens on the show.
Oh, so was the reunion
recently?
Oh, you
mean being on The Apprentice? She didn't bring up the fact she was on The Apprentice? Is that it?
Well, she mentioned that she was on it, and people knew that she was because it was weeks before the reunion, but...
Well, Ivana, you're sworn to secrecy, right? You can't...
I'm bound by an agreement, a non-disclosure agreement. But, yeah, I had my 10-year high school reunion over Thanksgiving weekend. And, just amazing support from all my former classmates. I mean, they were all congratulating.
Oh, come on, Ivana, be honest.
Were you glad that it aired after the reunion? That this episode aired after that?
Becky,
how jealous are you that Ivana was on TV and you weren't?
Oh, I'd love to be on The Apprentice. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't want to be on it. I just think it's funny that she did that and then the reunion was a week before, so...
Well, what do you mean, Becky? I'm not sure where you're going.
The correlation. I definitely would have talked about it.
I think Don's tracking with it. Ivana, we're going to explain. Don's going to explain to you what's going on.
I think I understand what Becky's saying, and what Becky's doing is trying to rain on your parade, saying you came to the high school reunion and you got all of the fanfare for being on The Apprentice, and the whole time you really knew you were a big loser. It's too bad that it didn't happen a couple weeks later, the reunion. So when you came to the reunion, we would all be able to treat you as the loser that you are.
No, not the big loser. I just think that knowing her reputation.
Hold on, Becky. Let Ivana answer that.
This was one episode out of 14 episodes. I don't think it was a defining moment for me. And it wasn't... telling of my entire performance on the episode. You know, the things that I was really proud of were, you know, the Levi's task. I was able to come up with a great idea on that task. The Pepsi task, I came up with the idea to put the word edge in the Pepsi Edge bottle. And, and the restaurant task, I led that task for Gen C. And, you know, I mean, those are all experiences of my total experience on the show. And, you know, I don't think that this last episode is really defining who I am as a person.
And Becky, then if I'm wrong with my take on why you said all that, why did you say all that?
When my sister and I talked about it, I thought it was surprising.
Wait, Becky, hold on. You're using the word surprising. What is your point? It sounds negative.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be negative. I just thought, knowing her reputation from the show and from what my sister said about her when they were in high school, it was very surprising that she did that, and it's kind of
did
like
what?
She did what?
Dropping her skirt.
Listen,
out of character,
Becky Pounsand.
Yeah, right. Step off.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that, Ivana. Let's go to another call. Bradley. Hello, Brad.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Check out the big brain on Brad. Brad, what's happening, my man?
Hey, I just want to say, Ivana, you got one nice set of cheeks on you.
Oh, God. Ivana, it never goes like this. I promise it doesn't. Hello, David.
Yeah, Ivana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling from Wichita, home of BTK. And,
good to hear from you.
Yeah,
BTK is a serial killer, right?
Yes,
Buzz?
It is.
Am I not incorrect?
God almighty.
Here's Brett in Wisconsin. Brett.
Yeah, I don't watch much TV, but I was wondering what it's like to meet Jeff Probst.
Jeez.
You know, everybody is calling. It's a Friday. I'm sorry, Ivana.
It's okay.
John. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Ivana.
Yeah.
The woman sitting on, you know, Donald's side, she seems a little aggressive towards the women. Do you think she plays for the other teams?
I'll say that's the first real legitimate question you've got.
Legitimate to a point.
Yeah, you know, I think she can be critical, and I think she can be a little overreactive.
I think he was asking about something else, but
yeah, she seems more that way towards the women.
You think, sir, come right out and say, you think she's a lesbian?
Do you?
Well, now if you want to ask her, you ask. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that's the question I'm asking.
Ivana, this gentleman wants to know if Mr. Trump's assistant, if you believe she's a lesbian.
I believe she's happily married with two kids.
There's the answer.
Okay. Okay. Right. We'll have a backup question.
Well, that's great. Here's Troy in Tampa. And now we're going into overtime because this has gone so poorly.
Yeah, we need extra
time. Now we must
time.
Make a couple more calls just so Ivana doesn't hate us. Hello, Troy.
Yeah, just real quick. First of all, I listen to you guys all the time. I never call talk shows, but I thought that I had to call this one simply because I didn't watch the show, but I applaud Ivana by willing to embrace doing what she had to do to win, even though it's hypocritical that she got criticized for it.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I think it is a little. And I was going to tell you that, Ivana.
There you go.
I think it was. I think it also kind of reflects on what our whole society is going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why you're maybe getting the reaction you're getting. Don't you feel that might be the case?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just in the show itself, I mean, the guys had also used sex to sell in the restaurant task,
that's
and
right,
were
they
commended
did.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was criticized in the ice cream task for not using sex to sell. And
right.
And guess what? Donald Trump is the biggest promoter of using sex to sell. So, I mean, I think there are just a lot of mixed messages about it.
Well said.
Amen. All right, darling. Here's one more. Here's Lou in Buffalo. Hello, Lou.
Hi, Lou. Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
I just wanted to see if you miss Cambodia at all.
Are you Cambodian, Ivana?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I thought
God.
I'd play in Life Magazine.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Well, you know, Ivana, shut up, idiot. Ivana.
You moron.
Ivana, this is not a planned assault.
Freak occurrence.
This is, we take the 5 minutes of phone calls every week, and normally they're diehard fans of the show.
It seems that even with our phone scans, with our random phone scans, Ivana, we have had the... it seems to be the month of December. Maybe it's the goofy holidays.
Pranksters,
who knows what's going on here.
And apparently a lot of people are very threatened by the fact that you are such a beautiful woman and you did what you did last night on the show.
Do you feel that... I mean, I don't think there's been this strong a reaction on any of the other contestants. Are you feeling that, Ivana?
Yeah, I sort of feel that way. I mean, honestly, I think
the baby, it's
sort of, you know what, it's a TV show, and,
right. the
and
baby.
People sensationalize the entertaining parts of it, and to be honest, you know, I was wearing shorts. And right. it wasn't like I was stripping, you know, I didn't have...
Oh, you know, don't be defensive about this.
I really don't think you should. I think you should turn it around now.
You could be the Amorosa of this year. You know, a lot of...
I'll tell you this.
Yeah, and a nicer one. Yeah. People remember you. They don't remember that schlub we had on 2 weeks ago. Remember 2 weeks when they said, it's the biggest one ever, two people fired at once, how could they do that?
Right.
Nobody called in and wanted to insult those people. I mean, listen, I mean that as a compliment. If you've listened to our show...
You've drawn attention.
You know, people call us up all the time, especially me. Don, tell me what a jerk face I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. They're listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
They're mesmerized by me, by my scary charisma. So who cares? So you got fired from The Apprentice. Well, they can kiss your ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, let's see if we can get one caller.
One decent call.
The thing is, all I see is the screen with 18 lines and names.
Right. Just the names.
Yep. Let's go to Kevin in California. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Ivana.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, I have a question. If you hadn't gotten so frazzled on the show last night, do you think you might have gone on to the next level?
Yeah.
Because it just seemed that you were, asking the question.
Ivana, yeah. There's a real question.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think, you know, my head was really into the game. I was really focused on winning. And, you know, if maybe I had just stepped back, yes, I think I may have been in the final four. But that being said, you know, Donald Trump and George are really defending my actions, and they were sort of seeing it as initiative. So who knows? I mean, it may have won me points with them. So if I had done nothing... it could have been the same result.
Now, and don't we ask all the contestants, is there a chance of that we might see you again at all?
She couldn't tell us, like the other guy.
I couldn't tell you, yeah. Oh, I mean, right. Again, we're bound to these agreements where we can't really disclose anything
okay.
about the show.
All right, very good.
Okay, well,
so
listen,
thank
I'm going
to... Thanks, Donna Mike, so much for your time.
Going to hang up on our list. Oh, you're going to blow us off?
Well, no, I'm being told I need to go to Lester
okay.
Holt right now.
All right, to Lester Holt. Well, give him my best. He's got one scary, like, hair lip overbite thing happening. You are a very nice woman, and thank you for listening to our show during your formative years.
Thanks, Ivana.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye. You people, you animals.
We can't take you anywhere.
You animals.
God damn.
You animals. You're funny.
God.
You people are funny. Oh, you know who's probably really upset is Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Beth Ann is the biggest supporter of that show.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Beth Ann does a great job of booking all of our guests.
I thought she likes Survivor.
That we have. Well, no, she likes The Apprentice more than Survivor.
Oh, okay.
She truly does.
I was bonding with Beth Ann about Survivor before the show today.
What's the deal with the other lady?
Not at home, not at work, not on herself. So I don't know.
All right, well, screw her. Give me a moment here. Get an update from McBride.
Yeah.
McBride?
Hey.
Hey.
So, are you upset the way people treated your girl?
No, I've gotten used to it.
Oh, you've
got... Are you
kidding?
You've gotten used to it.
The way they treat our guests, the way they treat us.
Okay.
You get used to it. It's
you
no
do.
Problem.
All right. Thank you, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Oh, no problem.
Beth Ann? No, she is. She's going. Buzz,
no problem, Don.
I have something I wanted to play for you, Buzz.
Okay, good.
As you know, I'm a fan of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
And I'm such a nutty fan of the Dick Van Dyke Show that I've got all of the episodes on DVD.
Right.
And it's the only show that I've got on DVD where I actually take out episodes and watch
them
if there's nothing on TV. So I'm watching one the other day.
Fad.
And what? You call me a fag?
Random.
It's okay.
I just did that.
It's okay.
I just said, Don called me a fag in the office for watching Survivor.
I did not. I did not. You said it first, and then Beth Ann said it, and
right.
both of you were sitting there going, fag, 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 and I hadn't said a word.
Yeah,
I just said, I'm glad you kids are finding some common ground that you both like Survivor. You're very defensive.
No, you said something. I forgot exactly what. Man, I wish I had a memory like
what
that. You said something.
What I said was, I remember what I said.
You said, I love you.
No, I remember. Remember what I said? I said, that's a very popular show with women.
With women?
Yeah.
With where? That's what that's for.
Because it's...
Thank you.
It's true.
Statement of fact.
Thank you. I saw the ratings that Survivor and The Apprentice
thank you.
Both kill with
that's
female
right.
numbers.
That's right. That's okay. I shouldn't have said fag.
I should have said, now this show is very popular with old women.
Old women?
Yes.
Oh.
Get it, old women, yeah. Dick Van Dyke, old show, old women, whatever.
Okay, seniors.
But hear me out on this Dick Van Dyke thing.
Okay,
came across the episode. Because as I'm watching one of these episodes, there is a tape that is perfect to lead into Buzz's jingle. Okay, now, we all have jingles. Right. I know you've heard these.
Don Geronimo.
Right.
Michael Mara.
We've all got it. I got one from my real name.
Michael Sorge.
Now, Buzz also uses a fake name.
Right.
So here's Buzz's jingle.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Now, tell me if you're not going to love this.
Okay.
From Dick Van Dyke.
Hey, this is good.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a hookah.
You know, Turkish water pipe. Looks like a seltzer bottle with a thyroid condition.
I love it.
And that's a true story because you have a hookup.
I do. A genuine. Mine's from Afghanistan.
Very good.
As opposed to Turkey.
You do. It's a hookah. Hold on. Where's the, as long as we're on this thing.
And after saying that, you're going to be crawling with those people from Homeland Security tonight.
Okay.
It was brought to me by an American Marine who brought it back.
Okay. I need the other DVD that had Mike's thing on it. The Apprentice thing.
Oh, okay.
That had the tape that Mike wanted to play of the show that women watch. Survivor, because apparently that
what are the statistics on that? Do you have statistical backup on that one? That
60,
like,
40.
Well,
60-40. 60-40, and the Apprentice is 70-30.
Right, bring me a printout.
Bring me a printout.
70-30 women,
yes.
On the Apprentice?
On the Apprentice.
All right.
Don't know where it is, Robbie. It was on the same thing as all that other stuff, on that same disc. Oh, you got it? Okay, thank you. Here you go, Mike.
Rob's breaking a sweat on that one.
Here you go, Mike. This is for you.
How okay. Did it disappear? We just had it.
I just want to say, if I can, before you play this, that I am captivated more than I have been, even with the Survivor, even with Rupert. This has just struck a nerve. And the reason it struck a nerve is because the man-hater Amy was voted off last night.
So, you know, normally I'm in the loop on this stuff. Right. Mike's having this discussion with Beth Ann, and they might as well be. Who knows what they're talking about? Is the thing not going to queue up now? Now that we finally got a tape that Mike asked for, it's not queuing up.
Yeah, whatever.
No, come on.
No,
come on.
Never works when
come
I
on.
Want something.
Charlie Brown, no one's going to put the ball away from you
now,
this
now
time.
Now I can't say my teams never win. No. I can't do that.
There's
a new Survivor babe in Playboy.
Here you go, Mike. Here is your Survivor moment.
13th person voted out of Survivor Vanuatu. Amy, bring your torch.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye, Amy.
Bye,
Amy. Take care, Amy.
Amy, Travis spoken.
Travis spoken, Amy. Bye-bye.
Women are crying.
And I just want to say, yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Desperate housewives
into it.
Desperate housewives everywhere are rejoicing.
I was so into that last night. I have never disliked any reality show contestant more than I disliked Amy. It was so good to see her go because she was the queen bee. She was the Amazon queen that formed the female alliance against the guys, and they were able to crack that alliance.
I thought you hated reality shows.
some of them I like.
I thought you hated reality shows.
I like
shows.
Some of them. I like that one that the women watch on Sunday nights too. You know, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I like that one. I love that one.
Oh, good. God.
I hate reality shows.
A year ago, you said they were the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
I've grown, you haven't.
No, that show is, it's just,
we got
now I don't care because the evil one is gone, so I can relax.
We got a break, and I just want to say one thing in code to all of our listeners.
Yes.
In special code. Your phone calls to the Apprentice Girl were great.
That's all I want to say.
Good code.
It would have been... real boring if you've been like upper butt and everything. Kind of like that every once in a while.
Hey, get it? Is she dropped her skirt up her butt?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you did that?
I get jokes.
That's cool.
Okay. Survivor.
Yeah, okay.
You can throw it right back. Dick Van Dyke is worse than Survivor.
Yeah, that's fine. And they're all, you know, aren't we all women in a way?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Goddamn.
I
mean,
I wouldn't say anything about a TV show because I like Dick Van Dyke. What I would say is, how was that trip to the dry cleaners?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, now you've made him cry.
Look at that, huh? See how I did that?
No, the best thing about the trip to the dry cleaner is that I had to go past the bank. And you know what that reminded me? That reminded me that I've still got all of my money.
Oh, he's cruel.
Paul, you were Emerald. You brought it up to a net.
They kicked it up a notch.
Thank you, buddy.
Play the commercials. I'll think of something during the break.
We'll be right back. Me too.
Bam. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, let's do a station break. Here we go. Have a great weekend in Charleston, South Carolina. WQSC. How about Lafayette, Louisiana? KVOL. Houston, Texas. KIKK. And Harrisonburg, Virginia. 95.5 WZXI. All right. Get our affiliate link and all that junk at Don and Mike website. .com. Now, go fly through this next segment. This is where I'm saving up all the stuff from this week that I've wanted to chat about and not had a chance to. I've got 23 different items and photos.
That's too many.
To fit into a very short break because Rich is coming up. So, I'm going to give you the overview. Stop me when you need more information.
Oh, okay.
Robert Blake's murder trial is going to be delayed again. That murder trial he likes so bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, why the hell are they putting me through this? Why are they doing that?
Listen to the answer.
Mm-hmm. Tell me why.
His lawyer says that all of the stuff that he needs to try this case was on his laptop, and they stole his laptop. So now this lame lawyer says, hey, you know, what type of lawyer is this? If you can't even go in, if you've had this case for 2, 3, 4 years, and it finally is coming to trial.
I knew I should have hired the other guy. I swear to God, I should have hired the other guy. The minute I looked at him, I knew he was bad news, brother.
So they don't know now. Here's the thing. They don't now know if the opening statements will be on Monday as planned, because the judge is thinking about giving them a recess and starting over.
Wouldn't you think any major attorney would have some kind of backup?
You would.
Dog-eating homework.
You would. Also, I wanted to tell you this week about Martha Stewart in prison.
Please.
You'll be glad to know. Now, hold on. Let me get the sexy music.
Yeah, ooh. Please.
I want to tell you.
Martha Stewart in prison? Are
about
you kidding?
Martha. She's down 10.
Really?
Wow. 10 libs.
She's doing some working out, is she?
She's lifting weights, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Martha is looking awesome. She's skinny. She's been doing hanging and banging at the workout facility.
Oh, banging and banging.
Thanksgiving night. How did Martha Stewart spend Thanksgiving night?
Oh.
She had yoga. And what they're calling...
How do they do yoga?
What they're calling an abdominal workout. Really? Uh-huh. Now, you can...
Is that like some kind of exam?
You draw your own conclusions.
Thank
you. Oh,
I will.
Baby. I'm not sure if a baton is used.
You can.
All I know is that on Thanksgiving, according to the jail, she skipped the prison's turkey dinner because she was enjoying her yoga and her abdominal workout. She made pasta with olive oil and enjoyed it with fellow inmate Lisa Garino, 40-year-old Coke dealer, known on the inside as Little Italy.
Oh, now there was Peanut, who she asked to have removed from herself.
Uh-huh.
Now there's Little Italy.
And also this week it was reported that Martha Stewart is scoring mega points, huge points with her fellow cons.
Sure.
This is why nothing's happening to her, because when a popular prison guard passed away, Martha Stewart organized all of the cons to make wreaths.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's going good for Martha.
Sounds like it.
With Little Italy.
Little Italy, please.
Also, wanted to mention this week, Buzz, I know you hate TiVo, because you think that they're spying on us.
Don't hate them. Prefer the competition.
The networks also hate TiVo because you go past commercials, is why now you're going to see more and more. I've had a list all week of all of the shows that now start at either 2 minutes before the hour or 2 minutes after the hour.
Okay.
The networks are not doing this to get bigger ratings. They are doing this to screw up your TiVo.
Well, for instance, adjust your TiVo to deal with that.
Well, Mike, I defy you to tell me how you can reset your clock when NBC, for instance, last night, if you wanted to TiVo ER, came on at 9:57.
Oh, really?
How do you know in advance?
You don't.
Sometimes they go 3 minutes early. Sometimes they go 3 minutes late.
And they stagger it.
Now, here's my question. How do we know the networks are doing this to screw with it? Because it would affect people recording with videotape the same way. The networks have traditionally, or at least in recent years, have done this so they can pack more commercials into the hour and also to screw people up and changing channels.
Now they're saying that this is because of the TiVo thing.
Right.
And people will say, well, if my TiVo's not going to pick up the entire show, screw it. I'll just watch it in real time because you don't want to miss the first 5 minutes.
No.
And TiVo, you can only record shows. It's not like you can record a certain time frame. The only thing you can do on TiVo is you can add like 9 minutes or you can add 10 minutes
add
to the
time.
End of it, but I'm not sure what you can do about the beginning of it.
Anyway, here you go. Here are some shows that are doing this now regularly.
Good. Let us know.
Without a Trace on Fox, Renovate My Family.
Mm-hmm.
ABC, The Bachelor, and NBC, as I just mentioned, they did it again last night. ER is the biggest show that they love to jump around. One night, 2 weeks ago, they started ER at 10:09.
Mm-hmm. I know when I record Survivor on the TiVo, Survivor loves to backload their information where you see the reactions of why people voted for somebody, and then you see the reaction of the contestant,
right.
And I barely get it sometimes.
I mean,
it goes right to the last possible second.
There's a guy named Dallas about TiVo. Dallas, hello.
Yes, sir, Don and Mike. You can set your TiVo to start 2 minutes before the start time, all the way up to 5 minutes, and do it also on the back end.
But how do you know in advance?
So you'd have to do that on every single show that you TiVo.
Right. It's set up in your your.
We know that.
It's a pain in the ass.
But how do you know ahead of time? You don't.
You'd have to set it for everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. In the event that the networks start doing that routinely, you probably could set that up permanently with everything you record.
Hold on, I got to. What's happening to that monitor? Oh, you know what, Robbie? This monitor just went brando. Oh, there it is.
The networks are doing that.
Here we go. Also, now, there's a, as it turns out, good that I was not able to tell you about this earlier this week, because there's a follow-up. Lindsay Lohan was at a party over the weekend, over Thanksgiving weekend, and she was smoking blunts. Now, how do we know she was smoking blunts?
Yeah, how?
One of her drunk friends posted the following photo, Mike, of Lindsay Lohan and Buzz. There you go.
Oh my.
Even with your advanced age, you can see that. She's smoking the blunt. And she's really working that baby.
Yeah.
It's a big, like, Bob Marley size.
She's
one.
Done this before.
And there's lots of pictures if you search them out. There's beer and there's blunts and there's lots of good times.
Yeah, she looks like she's having a pretty good time.
Mm-hmm.
So her friend puts this thing out. And it's on the web, and we've had the picture all week. Now Lindsay Lohan, her representative, came out today, as a matter of fact, and said Lindsay was not smoking blunts while she was partying on Thanksgiving, even though we've got this picture that was on the girl's website.
The picture.
They say Lindsay doesn't smoke pot. She smokes cigarettes. The pictures are fun. These are her friends. That's how they...
Yeah. Way to smooth it over.
The poor girl alone.
Now, Rob, I want you to be very, very quiet.
Not a word.
While I announce this.
Not a word.
I know you've heard the speculation about who's going to be the next 007. It'll be Colin Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
That's a name that's out there. There's also, who's the young guy, that guy that was supposed to be Spider-Man and that was in The Day After Tomorrow? Jake. Him.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all kinds of thoughts. But the truth is that the new James Bond will be a guy named Colin Salmon. And the reason that I asked Rob to be quiet, Mike, I don't know how to tell you this.
What's that, Don?
He's colored.
Jeez.
Now, I don't know if we're ready for a colored 007.
Wow, boy, that's just going to turn the world on its ear.
I'm ready.
My God. Well, is he an unknown actor also?
My name is Bond. Game ball.
Is he a British guy?
Yes, he is.
Ah.
Yes, he is. And he's already signing autographs as 007.
Wow.
And there again, I know you folks at home can't see this, but that's a picture of him. I think you would recognize him. He's been in a bunch of movies.
Yes, he has.
Hello there.
Well, looking forward to it.
This am James Bond.
He sounds
now,
nothing like that.
Let me see. I push this button on my watch, and oh my God, I blowed up a building.
That's not a British accent.
Not at all. Okay. And Rob, thank you for being quiet during that.
No problem.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Dennis Rodman, who is also black, yes, has a new beautiful fiance. Mike, here is your picture. Here's your picture of her. Her name is Alicia Duvall.
That is a wonderful picture.
That is a wonderful picture.
As you can tell, she's exotic.
Yes, she is.
Sure is.
Men who have previously sampled her include Shaggy.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell,
mm-hmm,
Jack Nicholson,
yeah,
and that guy from Simply Red, Mick Hucknall.
Wow.
And she also is claimed to be pregnant with a child by Sean Combs, P. Diddy.
Sure,
but
not?
Then she said she had a miscarriage.
Oh, okay. Well, she's that's a very... Well, you get to see a lot of her in that picture. You sure do.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Two things I noticed in particular.
A knockout.
You're going to see the ads on TV Land that they have this special about the 100 most memorable moments of all time on television.
Mm-hmm.
I have an advanced copy of this, and I don't want to be a spoiler for you, but I'll tell you that if you're going to take the time to watch this, you are going to be bummed out because it is not a list that has stuff like Lucy and Ethel stuffing the stuff into their, although that's in that, you know,
right,
stuffing the chocolates into their shirts and who shot JR. On TV Guide, what is that, your phone, Robbie? TV Guide, the number one most memorable TV moment of all time,
mm-hmm,
is 9/11.
Oh.
I disagree. In a countdown form like this, in an entertainment form.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends. I mean, if you've got the top news moments, it's one thing if you want to say, but if you want to make it entertainment, yeah, I think you got to go either or.
But the thing is,
are they mixing matching it with?
It's the most memorable TV moments. Unfortunately, 5 out of the top 10 are awful moments.
So you've got
like
Kennedy assassination,
the Challenger explosion, the Kennedy assassination, right up there with Lucy and Ricky having little
That's
Ricky.
Just wrong. That doesn't make sense.
And Archie Bunker. And
sounds
anyway,
like they were a bit confused.
Yeah. Anyway, let me see. There's a lot of stuff. Here's I've got the entire complete list, which just stinks. You've got number one, 9/11, and all they do is show the buildings going down and the people. You know,
so, I mean, if you wanted to talk about memorable television moments, you'd be absolutely right about that. But it'd be a news moment, and it would be entertainment.
Number two is Neil Armstrong, one small step for man.
Another news, major news story.
And number three, you have the Challenger exploding. It's like, you know, the top three are not exactly pick-me-ups. Then number four, you have Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream. Number five, the Beatles' debut in America. Number six, okay, here we go, John saluting at JFK.
Okay.
Number seven is Kunta Kinte being whipped. Number eight is the finale of MASH.
Okay, now that's where it gets confused.
Number nine is Lucy at the Candy Factory. And number 10 is Who Shot J.R.? But
okay,
you should know that,
that's sick. The list is whack.
But you should know that Who Shot J.R. is followed by the O.J. verdict, followed by the O.J. case, followed by Tiananmen Square, followed by Ruby Shoots Oswald, followed by the bombing of Baghdad, followed by Lady Di's wedding, followed by the death of Dale Earnhardt, followed by Sammy Davis Jr. kisses Archie Bunker, followed by President Clinton says he never did anything with Monica Lewinsky, followed by our hockey team winning the gold 25 years ago.
All right, I'm totally confused.
Weird.
And right behind that, you have Bob Newhart waking up in bed with his other wife, and just behind that, you have Princess Diana's funeral.
All right, I think they were...
Remember what I told you? This is a crazy, crazy list.
I think they were smoking something when they did that.
I'm just going to keep going down the list in order.
How many are there?
There's 100. I'm just going to give you a couple of these, like 37 through 50. Janet Jackson's boob coming out. Bill Clinton plays the sax. Luke and Laura's wedding. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record. Saving baby Jessica, the girl that fell in the well. 60 Minutes interview with Ayatollah Khomeini. Michael Jackson's moonwalk. Edith is raped. Olympic tragedy in Munich.
Okay.
TV Land.
You know, if you're going to come up with a news list, it would be... Yeah, you just I take know. All, but I mean, if you're going to splatter it,
they're just.
Well, wait a minute, wait. If you're going to do that, I was just going to say that if you're going to do that, you have either or. You can't. I don't think you can mix it at all.
I concur. Okay. You know what would be great? Fun, is 50 entertainment moments, 50 news moments.
All right, guys. Here we go. Hold on. I got another. I told you it's the end of the week. I'm jammed up with this.
What a mess over there.
Yeah, I know. Look at all these papers. Also, you know that radio stations everywhere now are doing the all Christmas thing. In some of the markets we broadcast to, they have as many as 5 stations.
Mm-hmm.
Idiot disc jockeys have researched and found the most played songs. They have playlists now. If you got a radio station, you're going to be all Christmas. You can't just say, I feel like hearing Jingle Bells by the Barking Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the top 10 most researched Christmas songs, meaning these are the songs that the audience likes the most. These are the ones that the radio stations are going to play every 2 hours.
Okay. All right.
Feliz Navidad. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
Jingle Bell Rock, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, White Christmas, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Merry Christmas, Darling by the Carpenters, Brenda Lee Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. Oh, that's Chestnuts.
Yeah, that one.
The radio consultants are saying if you want to have a winning Christmas format, and I'm not lying about this, is this Coleman Radio Research? I'm not sure. They say you play this every 90 minutes.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I agree.
It's the best time.
You want to have, Buzz is acting like he's going to shoot himself. You want to have some great ratings? This is a song you play every hour and a half.
Wow. Well, this is, this is the one. This is Burl.
Okay, yeah, anyway, Mike, my point was they're just researching everything. They're researching it to goddamn death.
Mm-hmm.
Let me leave you with a feel-good. I've got so many feel-goods this week, I don't even have time. But this is absolutely the best one. Walking in on your husband in bed with a woman is one thing.
Yeah.
Walking in your bedroom and finding your husband in bed with another species is an entirely different problem.
Oh!
So, her name is Nicole Liefer.
The other species?
No. She's a human of Syracuse. She and her husband were dog sitting three of his mother's dogs. The main factor, alcohol.
Yeah. It helps.
Oh, is that the wrong story?
Yeah.
What happened here? What?
Oh, that's another feel good. That's the one about this couple that gets married. I didn't even have to read that one to tell that one. They get married, and at the ceremony, she gets mad at him, and she throws an ashtray across the room at him and clunks him in the head.
Uh-huh.
And then what he does is he picks up a hat rack and throws it at her like a joust, and they both get arrested. And then they end up, while they're in jail, they decide to get divorced. So they got arrested and divorced in the same day.
90 minutes.
No, that's a time.
90 minutes.
Time saver.
Here you go. Thank you, Robbie. Last Thursday night, Nicole walked into the bedroom. This is the lady with the dog.
Uh-huh.
And three dogs. She walks into the bedroom and sees her husband, and now, quote, it's from the police record, engaging in sex acts with Jin Jin. Jin Jin is his mom's short-haired terrier beagle.
That's a little dog.
She called the cops.
Well, it is, Rob.
She called the cops, and when they were over at her house, and the guy, incidentally, was still with the dog.
Engaged.
Still with the dog.
We need more peanut butter, honey.
These are the parents of the year. When the cops were over, they found the house in a state of disarray, and they found their kids covered with bug bites. Hundreds of bites. Now, the kids were okay. They just had,
the house was so dirty.
Yes, yeah. They had hundreds of bug bites.
That's gross.
So the cops came over, and anyway, I just want to say
that bugs or lice or something like
that's,
that.
You're in jail now, but that's a feel good.
Yeah,
because
sure is,
you know, the mom comes home. Where's dad? Goes in the bedroom. There's dad. What's the dog name? Jin Jin.
I didn't do nothing. Normally, a guy who does animals keeps a neater house than that.
Jin Jin. So anyway, that's all I've got today. We have got the break. We'll be right back with Rich.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now.
Where
in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. They have pouty, bee-stung lips. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We do just like Macaulay Culkin. That's what Michael Jackson liked, his bee-stung lips. And Buzz, they were raiding Neverland Ranch again today, weren't they?
They sure were.
They sure were, Billy.
Oh, it's Friday. Oh, my favorite day. Time for Rich now.
Rich Eisen, brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower. I got to break off the Deep Purple for... the Rich Music. And a reminder that Rich is on NFL Total Access every night at 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. Hey, hey, hey now, Rich.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us, as always.
My pleasure.
I love your show, Rich.
Have you seen Rich's show in the week and a half since he was last on?
I have.
You did your homework?
You know, I have details about the show that I'm fascinated by.
All right, give us one detail about Rich's show, NFL Total Access.
I'll give you a detail that when they go to, say, the Bucks cam or the Eagles cam, Lincoln Kennedy has a larger stool than Rich does.
Yes, you notice these things.
I mean, he's a man of former players, large guy, but I think really just to make him feel better, you might want to go to a larger stool.
Well, when he first started here, he sat on the same size stools that we have. That us mere mortals sit on, and it looked like he was sitting on the head of a pin.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was difficult.
They constructed a steel reinforced version of our wooden chairs.
I enjoyed Adam Schefter's piece on Peyton Manning today.
Very good.
It was terrific.
You know what? This is Rich. This is like a guy that crams the night before the test, and he could spew out, I guess, what you had on the show last night.
But he just looked at his TiVo for 5 minutes.
I enjoyed the interview on Eagles cam with Freddie Mitchell. I like that. I like the fact that you pointed out that he was actually in Stockholm, Sweden with Urkel. I enjoyed that.
Mike, that was the show that ran yesterday.
That's the one I watched today.
I don't care.
That's better than what I've done before.
Much appreciated.
I watched it in its entirety. I watched every second of it, and it actually, towards the end, that's when I really started digging. I mean, really, the Freddie Mitchell thing was what I enjoyed the most, because, I didn't connect with the fact that Jaleel White was actually, was Urkel.
Yes, I didn't. He just sort of slipped that past. He's like, yeah, I was with the... I was on vacation with my buddy Jaleel White, and I'm like, so let me just get this straight. You were in Sweden with Urkel.
Strange picture.
And he was noticed. How about that?
Very strange picture.
Anyway, I appreciate the love.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's the least I can do.
It's only the segment I look forward to most every week. And, you know, Mike, you had to twist his arm to watch your goddamn show.
Oh, no.
You know, it's
Nobody called me. Nobody twisted my arm. I did it all.
Well, you better
own.
Be careful if I'm twisting your arm, because I'm giving you an exclusive. I'm coming out right now and announcing that, yes, I have been on the clear for a while.
That's too great. Hey, who was that? Was that dumb Jason Giambi that said, I don't really know what I was taking. It's just clear, the liquid. And
now they're moving. Now they're moving on.
I can understand, because I was tasting the stuff, and it wasn't good.
No.
Rich, I need a private moment with you here, with everybody, because this weekend, you're a fancy TV lad. Mike, you can pull the microphone close to you. Come on.
No problem at all.
Because, you watch the guy's show one day, and you're giving him a prostate exam, for God's sake.
Oh, good.
No, listen, I'm going to be doing the local Schmokel in Baltimore, Channel 13, the Ravens postgame show this weekend.
You are.
Yes. Now, for a schmuck like me, who doesn't get out very much, and is, frankly, I'm not as devilishly handsome as you are. I'm not a handsome man. What advice would you give me? Should I try to mask my appearance? Should I dress up to be on
TV? Are you looking for TV tips from Mr. Eisen?
Yeah. Now, should I dress up? Should I wear a suit, or should I be casual?
Well, if you're going on fashion tips, I would say, definitely dress up. Do not do the mock neck. I hate that. That's just the mock turtleneck.
Should I wear a tie?
Mock turtleneck and the blazer, sort of like the warm Miami Vice look.
Should I wear a tie?
That's no good. Definitely do that, but don't go with the button-down collar.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
How about that?
I love the button-down. What's wrong with the button-down collar, Rich?
Because sometimes it bunches up if you're wearing a tie.
You're going to be outside? Is that where they're doing the show? Are they going to be doing it outside?
Yeah, I think so, after the game.
Sometimes the
collars bunch up, and it's not very sightly.
Okay, right.
Definitely the
overcoat. I'm trying to give you, and then sit on, just like broadcast news, it's true.
Oh, sit on your jacket, right.
Sit on your jacket.
Very good.
True story.
I'm going to be working with a major talent named Marty Bass. Have you ever, heard of Marty Bass?
I've heard of Marty Feldman.
Yeah. Close enough.
Of course, no white shirts. And we learned that in broadcast news, too.
Yeah.
No white shirts. So, listen, we have that in common now. We'll both be on TV this weekend.
Sitting on your jacket.
Talking about the NFL.
And we're both on the clear. And we used it as the cream. That's the problem.
Yes, we did. Rich, what do you think is your best moment this week on your show? What is the thing that you think was either the funniest or the most revealing that you had this week on your show? How about, can I throw this out and you tell me what you think? I love it when you're talking about Ty Willingham getting fired by Notre Dame, and Lincoln Kennedy had a bit of a reaction to that.
We just mentioned John Gruden. We played a piece of tape of John Gruden saying that he was not a candidate for the Notre Dame job, that he had the best job in football and wasn't going anywhere. We came out and Lincoln Kennedy screams out, "Don't believe him." Happened. Gruden once left him as a player back in the day in Oakland, even though it's a little different, it's a different situation.
I forgot whether Lincoln Kennedy was for or against Urban Meyer taking that job. I forgot what he felt about that.
I think...
Show off.
Well, if you resort to your notes, I think he was hoping that Ty Willingham's going to go to his alma mater in Washington.
What school's the other guy coaching for now?
Which guy?
The guy that you just mentioned.
Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
I do not know.
Urban Meyer, I think he's going to Florida now, isn't he?
Yeah, well, and he's at Utah right now. And actually, Florida came down first to see him for Notre Dame game.
It's too bad that he's going to Florida, because that would have been the only way Notre Dame could have gotten into a BCS bowl if he had stayed at Utah.
What class is Tim Brown, Notre Dame?
Tim Brown, yeah, class of 87. I enjoyed talking with him about that stuff, because I was surprised to hear that he speaks to a lot of the current players in Notre Dame, that they call him up and ask Tim Brown for advice or thoughts on how to deal with playing at Notre Dame.
Rich, I have to tell you, Rich, Mike is cracking my ass up because he's throwing this stuff out.
No, I know he's throwing that stuff out. I'm just going to roll with it.
He saw the show last night.
He's part of the viewership now.
I just want to say I'm extremely proud of myself today.
I think you should style. You should style.
Thank you.
Okay, Rich. God, I wrote down some notes. I'd like to talk to you about, rather than those notes, Cleveland. Butch Davis, quitter, was fired. And I think it's interesting that I read today, I think in Rudy's column in USA Today, that Peter King says that Butch Davis had a panic attack before the Cleveland-Cincinnati game.
Wow. Like a Sopranos episode.
Yeah, which is why he quit. So because he's, at least let this fact be revealed, this will hurt him trying to find another job now, right? Because people will think that he's frail?
I don't know. I think...
Mentally frail?
I don't know. I think the conspiracy theory that's out there is that Tyrone Willingham was contacted by Washington, or he contacted Washington.
Oh, University, we should say, for Redskins.
Correct, University of Washington. And the Notre Dame caught wind of that and said, we better act first, and fired him, and then went to Urban Meyer and spoke with him. But Butch Davis thought that meant that Urban Meyer would go to Notre Dame, meaning the Florida job was for sure going to be open, and he resigned. And that's what started the whole thing, is that he resigned, and then Notre Dame figured, let's go, because this is going to happen. We need our guy, because et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's sort of convoluted, but, the bottom line is, Butch Davis was just in a bad spot. And after giving up 58 points and losing, I think he lost that locker room a while ago. We had Robert Griffith on our show the day that Davis resigned, and he was sort of, dancing around specifics. But all you need to do is read between the lines, and just the veterans didn't think that he was listening to him.
Gotcha.
And some players said that he had moles in the locker room. I mean, it was just getting ugly, and then 58 points.
sort of sealed it. And at that point, how is he going to continue? I mean, what's the point of continuing?
And I wonder how many coaches really before a game would have a panic attack and wouldn't mention it. I think, you know, probably your high-strung guys, you know, like,
that's pretty weird.
Maybe the reason why he's mentioning that is to try and quell any rumor that he was leaving to try and get a Florida job, or he's leaving to get any other job, or, you know, I don't think it would, I don't think any big-time college program would shy away from hiring Butch Davis. I mean, the guy rebuilt Miami, in
right.
a way.
Well, we call it around here pulling a Gibbs. But that's, that's just us. Rich, hold on. I've got one other thing for you. We like getting celebrities to say hello to you.
That's right.
Or put me down.
Well, you know, we try to get them to say nice things.
They never seem to want to say nice things, no. Rich. I don't know
you
what
know,
it is.
This week,
I know.
This week, we've had an extremely great lineup of guests. We had the girl who beat Ken Jennings on Jeopardy.
Yeah, well done.
We had supermodel Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we had another supermodel, and we asked her to say something to you. Which machine, Robbie?
Number one.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Phyllis Stewart, and I want to tell you about Rich Eisen. What a stoke.
Yeah, it's 87-year-old Phyllis Diller, Rich.
I absolutely demand that you send that to me. I need that for my personal collection.
One more time about it. Here she is. One more time.
Hi, this is Phyllis Diller, and I want to tell you about Rich Eisen. What a dope!
I will refuse to appear on your show again if I don't get a copy.
You get it. We'll send it to you. Now, she's not Heidi Klum,
but she's not bad.
I would. You know what? And here's a little window into my personality or psyche. Is I'd rather Phyllis Diller have said hello to me than Heidi Klum.
There you go. Wow. We knew that as well.
That's just great.
Rich, let's pick the games. Here we go. We're almost out of time.
My coworkers are looking over their shoulders right now and saying, "What in the hell is Rich talking about right now?"
Love affair with the. Hold on.
Hi, this is Phyllis Stewart, and I want to tell you about Rich Eisen. What a dope.
I can't wait to email that to all my friends.
I promise we'll send it to you tonight. Rich, we got five games. Let's do it.
Yes,
let's pick them right now.
Cincinnati at Baltimore.
That's the game that I'll be at. Broadcasting, of course. Baltimore. I'll be like Rich on TV. Ravens, Mike.
You're going to bring the Ravens. Good luck, and they're going to win that game.
Okay. All right. The Houston Texans are at the Jets, and Chad Pennington's playing.
Oh, Chad Pennington's playing.
That's some late news for you. He practiced. He was upgraded bubble. He's playing.
I think Houston is hot as a firecracker. I'm going to take the Houston Texans.
You know, I banked on Chad Pennington. It hasn't done me any good, but I'm still going to go with him. I like the Jets.
Number 10's playing. Green Bay at Philadelphia.
Okay. This is a homer pick. Green Bay. Because there's no way that they get another 4th and 26. And there's no way that the Eagles are going to go the rest of the year.
Well, it's more important.
Undefeated.
It's more important to Green Bay, and I think the Packers are going to beat the Eagles. Eagles, you know, they've been there, and I don't think it's motivated time for them. Or whatever
San
I just
Diego,
said.
I don't think it's San motivated. Diego hosting Denver.
I don't think it's motivated time.
Aren't you glad I gave you one of those? Jump on?
Denver at San Diego?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. San Diego Superchargers.
San Diego, absolutely.
Okay. And finally, your Monday night at Dallas at Seattle.
Dallas. Dallas Cowboys behind Julius Jones.
I hate to agree, but I got to go with Dallas also.
And Rich, I know that I wrote you about this. We never got to it. But isn't it weird that Seattle, which appears like a yuck team, they're 6-5. They're in first freaking place in the NFC West, and there are so many much better teams in the AFC.
Well, I mean, they could fall to 6-6 on Monday night and still be in first place.
Correct. All right.
It's just, you know, the way it is. The ways of the world, unfortunately, for those in the AFC that they have to be 8-3 to try and get a playoff spot at this point.
Let me leave you with this.
Hi, this is Phyllis Diller, and I want to tell you about Rich Eisen. What a dope.
We'll email that to you, and we'll watch you every night, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
And I'd appreciate a hello from Brett Summers next week.
Hey, Brett Summers.
Rich, seriously. Yes. Be very careful what you ask for.
And pass along to Mike Mayock from NFL Films. I love this.
Shut up! Like you watch the show.
Thanks so much,
Rich.
Right,
bye. You are killing me with that.
Oh, it was great, man.
Killing me with that.
Oh, well, Bill Parcells said somebody might shake loose in the NFC.
Shut up! One segment. Now, this, I know that I hog the microphone every day anyway, and you've got every right to be mad about that. But for God's sake, one segment. One segment, and you're like, hey, I saw your show, Rich.
That was the one segment that, that's the only one I needed all season to prove that I can watch that
Meanwhile,
show.
Meanwhile, who watches that show nude every day? Okay, yeah. It's me. I watch it in the nude, all the replays.
If it's any consolation to you, it was a bit of an effort right up until the Urkel part, then I enjoyed that. I really did dig that.
And I like Rich. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good guy. He doesn't lay all that BS X and O stuff on us.
Yeah, right? He's all right.
Rich Eisen brought to us by Tower. It's the holidays, and Tower Records is the place for all your holiday shopping. Since you need to shop, wouldn't you rather spend your time in a record store? Where else can you find a gift that you want to give and someone wants to get for under $10? Great gifts on sale now at Tower. CDs, DVDs, box sets like Spider-Man 2, Star Wars Trilogy, Divid, U2, Eminem, and Shrek 2. Give them music, give them movies, and if you're not sure, give them a Tower gift card. Buy online, find your local store at Tower.com. Tower Records, everything worth giving is here. Rich Eisen is on NFL Total Access. What's the channel, Mike?
It's in the twos. It's right after ESPN. I don't remember. I don't know the twos, but I can tell you this.
Yeah?
Ricky Williams ain't coming back to the Dolphins, and the Dolphins don't care. Thank you.
Channel 212, NFL Total Access, every night at 7 and 10, with Rich on TV.
Mike's friend Rich.
Watched by super fan Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, but stop, don't push me, I'll watch it every day.
You're going to be like that guy in that dumb, that commercial I hate with the guy with the pickle power.
Have you seen that one? I hate that commercial.
And ever since I wiggled my pickle, and you know, there's something sexual about that too.
Extreme.
When the guy says, whenever I wiggle my pickle, the Browns score a touchdown.
You know what I haven't seen any of Rich's commercials that you love so bad. Where do I see those? Aren't those on the NFL Network?
Watch during the games.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, during the games on Sunday, he's all over.
Okay, let's not get crazy here.
Let's do a phone scan. You're live on Screen Calls at 870. Hold on. Now,
the Gettysburg Address.
Can I please have that just for a second? You're a good man, Charlie Brown, to show me that.
Extensive notes on the back of an envelope or a long strip of paper.
Stop this for a second.
Envelope.
Here's Mike's notes. Lincoln Kennedy likes the Bucks to finish strong. Ricky Williams ain't coming back. Dolphins team doesn't care. Tim Brown, class of 87, Notre Dame, on the Ty Willingham, loves Bucks cam, loves talking about the prospect of John Gruden going to Notre Dame. Lincoln Kennedy uses a bigger stool than you do. Adam Scheffner's piece on Peyton Manning. Mike Maycock from NFL Chargers cam with linebacker Donnie Edwards. Eagles cam, Freddie Mitchell.
You got just about all of it, I think. That's the whole show.
And at the bottom of the envelope in real big letters, this show sucks. You know what? You played that one good. I didn't know that you had notes.
I know. Wow.
I didn't know you had notes.
I had to dip my hand in the end.
That's funny. That's great. Okay, here we go. Phone scan time. Last phone scan of the week, everybody.
I'm not paying attention during the phone scan.
At 877-3, you don't have to. Nobody does. 877-365-3636 from America, Canada, and Mexico. 800-636-1067. Yes, on screen calls.
Hey, Bill Parcells, lighten up in those press conferences.
We'll be right back with the phone scan.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. Nothing matters but the weekend.
Bow, bow, bow.
From a new standpoint of view.
Bow, bow, bow.
Like a kettle in the kitchen.
What about your liver lately?
I feel
your favorite French male transvestite prostitute.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Talk to you a little lately.
Let me mention, phone scan is coming up next. I've certainly talked enough about going to Baltimore this weekend. Mike, you're going to have the parade with your kids tomorrow?
Yes, the Christmas parade in Manassas. It starts at 10:30 tomorrow. There'll be parades and floats and bands and all the good stuff that's in a parade. And I will be in the parade with the loves of my life, my two daughters. Catherine and Elizabeth, and they're excited about that. I don't think the only thing we can't do, they can't throw candy out, which is their big thing. But, you know, I'll see if I can get them to do the parade wave tomorrow.
And
thought about your liver lately.
And I'll be thinking about that also.
Pleased
to be
joining Rob Spiewak this weekend. Yeah. You know, there is no such thing as a spinoff of this show. This show is ridiculous. It can't be a spinoff. But we've had these guys on before. They're on TLC and Discovery, one of those
Discovery
channels.
Home.
Anyway, the Furniture Guys.
I love them.
They're getting a shot at doing a radio show.
Cool.
So they'll be on WJFK, our station here in D.C., tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m.
I got a question about that. I mean, this is not a shameless plug. This is for somebody who just moved into a, you know, an old house. And it's not just furniture, right? They talk about, like, remodeling, anything you want to do about that kind of stuff.
Anything. They'll pour concrete. They'll do drywall. So I invite everyone to listen because they're very funny.
Okay.
And Rob will be on.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm their executive producer.
Very good, Rob.
It's Rob's latest scam. So, you know, this is the most promising scam he's had because up to this point he's done the show with the slimy car dealer.
Two slimy
car dealers. Then the crazy lady about the wedding show.
Oh, her.
Right.
That crazy nut.
Yeah.
But now he's got Ed and Joe, the Furniture Guys, and we hope that that thing catches on and, like, picks up in weekend syndication.
You know, really, if I was to predict anything, this show's going to be a lock. I think it's going to be great.
So, pleased to be listening tomorrow. I know, I read the ratings. I know that none of you normally listen to the station once Ron and Fez's show is over Friday night,
right.
And you don't come back until Monday morning, but give it a shot tomorrow.
Absolutely. What time is it on again?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, all right.
Thank you. Just a reminder. WJFK broadcasts on Saturday and Sunday.
We do?
Really? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Our broadcast day is 7 days.
Yeah, at full power.
Broadcast week.
When did we start that?
Recently.
We've been doing it for 13 years.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, I was just wondering if you're going to be extending the olive branch to sell Look Around Cafe t-shirts at the Don and Mike website store.
No, sir. No, I have plenty of opportunity to show my own product.
And how am I going to get there and get one?
Yes, I have plenty of time. Plenty of time. I can't be a whore full time, okay?
Know, these plants are just killing me.
I know.
And I didn't even get in the plug for our own website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Well, we got one in earlier, and then I was the one that mentioned the store, so I get credit for
Thank
that.
Thank you, whore.
You're welcome.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I didn't mean that.
You meant it in the nicest possible way.
Thank you, ho.
Ho. Oh, well, yeah, really. If you're going to do it, call me ho.
Yeah.
Moho.
Moho. Mike.
Thanks, Moho.
Mayor of Moho.
Right, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don?
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Yeah, man, I wanted to welcome you up to Baltimore this weekend for the big Ravens game.
Right, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. I'm going to be there myself. Now, I know you're not going to go out to dinner with Marty Bass after.
Right.
But I want to know if you're going to join him up in Patterson Park. Later on for a couple
now,
of hookers.
That's
okay,
terrible.
I get what you're doing. Stop
right.
that, please.
It's cold to go to a park.
The answer is yes. Hello, Don and Mike show. This is Marty and I.
Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, calling from the Lickus Network.
You're calling from what, sir?
From the Lickus Network.
The Lickus Network.
Yes, I'm trying to track with the program.
And
not
congratulations, you're totally derailed.
You stopped the show.
I'm sorry. I'm objecting.
You know what?
Where does your mom live?
There's really a pattern here. Might be time for a lecture.
Where does your mom live?
Toronto.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show phone scan. You're on the air.
Michael. Michael.
He doesn't like to be called Michael.
Mike.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Ronnie Nervous here. Calling you from the diamond mines of South Africa.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Don and Mike show.
You've been touched.
Like someone has a microphone in the studio.
It's really amazing that somebody can call. You know, how do they know that I think about him all
Hello,
the time?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Am I? Nice. Hey, I saw Don, right, on the internet?
Yeah, kid.
Yeah. You're kind of cute. I just want to let you know that right now.
Thank you, son. Listen, I'll see you later in the under 16 chat room on AOL. You'll know me because my screen name is Michael Hughes.
Oh, God. It's going to be a great party.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, turn your radio down. Or is that background noise? No, that's us.
Is that us?
Yeah, that was us. It was us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
It's going great, my friend.
I thought the best gig Rob Spiewak ever did outside of Don and Mike was when I saw him at the Baltimore Aquarium swimming around in the manatee tank.
Oh, now that's uncalled for.
Oh, here we go. It's Friday, everybody. We all know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phones again.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Speed bump, what can we do for you? Hello, asshat.
Is it me?
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scam.
Don, have you thought of wearing something from the Jack Kent Cook collection, like a tweed hat and Speedos up to the ballgame?
Exactly. And that's exactly what I'll be wearing.
You, seriously.
Just a Speedo.
If you're doing the outside thing, it's going to be cold, and you ought to wear you ought to wear the overcoat.
Time goes on.
Just an overcoat.
Hello, that's
and wash your windows with newspaper.
Where did you get that nickname?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Jason Giambi. I'm putting lotion on my arms, and now I'm really angry at you.
You know what? That's remotely funny.
Steroid joke.
On today's scale, that's remotely funny.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What up, yo? Happy Friday.
Is this the finger guy? Hold on. Is this the finger guy?
No, it's not me.
It's not the finger guy?
No, I'm not the finger guy.
Okay.
Hey, Don, next time your wife gives you a hard time about cutting and pasting, tell her you'll cut her head off and paste it to your mantle.
Wow. Now, why are we all laughing?
I don't know. That's funny, Mike, because that you see, that's so out of the realm of reality, you can laugh at that.
That's right.
Though that I would cut my wife's head off and paste it to the mantle.
Crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What do you say, Don and Mike?
What do you say, my friend? What say you?
What say you, buddy? Listen, the only reason I'm calling is I'm just hoping to be the last caller so I can win some kind of a prize.
Yeah, okay. Pound sand, loser.
Right. Yeah, same. That's not going to happen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that guy on Jeopardy, he won the $2.5 million.
Yes, sir, he did.
$2,522,700.
Right.
Same amount of number of rivets in the Eiffel Tower. Conspiracy?
Now, there's someone who will not be spending Friday evening with anyone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Anyone that's not inflatable.
That's right.
He'll have the smell of plastic.
Yeah, all around him.
The Toys R Us smell.
Yeah.
I like so bad. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Ho, Mara. I imagine somebody was to be telling you already about the antics of Mr. Siegel this morning.
Mr. Who?
Your buddy, Mr. Elliot Siegel.
You're breaking the prime directive, sir. We don't talk about other radio shows.
Right, see ya.
Sorry, you've broken the prime directive.
We all know that all that guy is doing is looking for Mike to say something about him, so we will talk about his low-rated show.
Not going to happen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Hey, Mike. Love you guys' show. Hey,
oh,
Don.
There's another disqualification.
You guys is. I'm sorry. You know, I might have let a whatnot go today.
No, you wouldn't.
Really?
No,
I wouldn't. No.
I didn't think so.
I would get a whatnot before a you guys is.
Yeah, whatnot. Which is more of an egregious offense? Is it a whatnot?
Whatnot.
A whatnot, yeah.
Because whatnot is more prevalent in our society now. You see it even on a show like Nightline where some guy's being interviewed, a smart guy who says, and whatnot.
We had a smart guy this week.
So. I'm Ted Koppel and whatnot.
The thing about whatnot is I feel we can still defeat whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Whatnot is definitely a southern phenomenon, though, is it not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's spreading northern, though.
I've even seen whatnot in print, and that's very scary.
Whatnot is a red state phenomenon.
you can't ban expressions and such.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I talked to the Mexican Nancy O'Dell, and she said, how have you been?
And what reaction did you think we would give to that? Do you think we would fall on the floor in laughter?
We thought it was funny.
We? Are you speaking royal we, or did you actually discuss this call with some other retarded person?
My retarded employee.
Where is your mother from?
My mama, Toronto.
Okay. All right, you got that right. Goodbye.
Peace out.
Yeah, they're all out there.
Wow. They are. Hello.
It's astounding, isn't it?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
M-I-K-E-S-F-I-N-G-E-R.
Now he's trying to sneak in with letters. I love that guy.
Hey, we can spell, okay, dude? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Hi, we doing okay?
It's Buddy from Altoona, if you remember me or not. I was wondering when you guys are getting your own TV show, because it's Buddy, was right about Bush.
Is Buddy from Altoona a nickname?
No, I don't think so. And Mike and I are getting our own TV show on the 13th of Nevermember.
Thank you.
Nevermember. 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 Nevermember.
Nevermember.
Nevermember. Nevermember.
Never-ember.
Never Ray.
Never Rune.
Never Rune, never Tober.
Uh-huh.
Never Uli.
I think we just have to say the third of never.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I just ordered a big old bottle of that absinthe from Lavaim and Chech, and I just needed to know what is the accurate way to prepare it.
Sir, how many times must we answer this? Do you have a computer? Hello?
That's how I ordered.
Okay,
yeah. That's how you can research it.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
But a lot of people use absinthe like the clear, but I apply it like the cream.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Really, all of the information is there. Go to the links part, and you'll find it.
I inject it.
Hello?
Even when we get a call like that, I start thinking about it again.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I can't wait. We've got our next party planned on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely. We have contact with that guy from Czechoslovakia, right?
I think so, yeah. You want some more?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Okay.
I want about four bottles.
Yeah, I think really what we would require, the three of us, I don't know about you. I'm not sure how you weigh in.
No, but he does send me Czech beer, and that's nice.
Okay, but I think really when you're looking at the three gentlemen right here, you're looking at, we're talking about the kind of stuff that comes in like a big box.
Yeah.
And it's heavy.
I think we need like
a case each.
Do they have Price Club sized bottles of absinthe?
Like Kirkland? Yeah. Kirkland absinthe? Yeah. Alas. Mm. If he sends a case of absinthe, maybe we might want to do some trade with a funeral home, too. I'll look into it.
Like we're not close to that anyway.
I know. Who's fooling who?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Barry Bonds. If you see Jason, can you tell him I want my lotion back because I'm really angry?
Okay. Thank you, Barry. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Yeah, this is for Superfan Mike.
Why don't you breathe a few more times as you set up your big joke?
I got one question.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on a second before you do it. All right, ready? Are you ready now? Because I take a big deep breath.
I'm ready.
All right, go.
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
See, sometimes I do the hanging up, but I know Mike wants it. It's unspoken.
Yeah.
There's not even a look.
I don't think I even looked at it.
No, you didn't. I was looking down. I just know as soon as you said, what do you want? You
set it up, buddy.
It's like, hang up. Hello. We're here. We're queer. We're doing a radio show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, did you hear the Redskins coach quit today?
This must be a dumb joke. Do you want to bail out of this right now? Keeping in mind we have your number on caller ID.
Don't do something you'll regret, son. Because you're really starting to set up a joke.
Come on, area code 916. Say it. Admit it.
Okay, I admit it.
And your timing is so horrible. You're one of these you talk when we talk guys. So you've committed a couple of very, very bad offenses here.
Mike, I know you want this. Mm. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Congratulations. You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike Exclusive Listeners Club.
Joe Mama.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Right.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
It's coming to you.
To be placed prominently in your front yard.
In your front yard.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in
the book.
Good day. I said good day, sir.
Rob really writes it down.
Rob? Oh, hold on. There you go, Robbie.
What's your first name, caller?
I'm already in the book from, like, several months ago.
What's your number?
Hold on. Well, he can't give the number, but...
No, what's his
band.
Oh, he is. This is Ray J, no?
This is Ray J, yes.
And you tried with a Joe Mama call on May 27th of this year.
Actually, I succeeded with two Joe Mama calls.
No, I want to tell you something. This is why this is the best system we ever devised.
Isn't that great, though, that we've done it twice for the guy?
And Bush, you know what's great? You are number 00000013.
Bush should call us about this whole Star Wars plan. Look what we've done on this show. We've honed and refined. We've found the problem callers.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I mean, it's really
great. How come we didn't get that job for Homeland Security?
Now, yes, as this mallet head has proven, you can get through again. You can call
it. But like our borders, here is the deal. Right. You can try to get through, but we caught him.
Yeah, we caught him coming in.
We caught him.
And since this is strike two, you best be careful.
You dig what we're saying?
I do.
Okay.
And the silence, you know, because he's just bad on every possible level.
Have a good time in Northern California.
Shut up! There you go.
Have a good time in Northern California.
The fact remains I got you twice on a Joe Mama.
But what is that? How does it feel that we totally busted you this time?
Dude, you didn't get us. That we got you right away.
Yeah.
Wait,
no, the previous two times I got you. This is the third time.
Listen,
got smart on the third one.
Listen, it's really not what we're into anymore.
No, because we got smart on another one because we put you in the book.
Do you want to make it a contest? Do you want to see who can have the most fun with the information we have?
No, that's okay.
You see that truck out front?
You know
who's your daddy, sir?
Please to be answering the question.
Answer the question. You have to be creative here, smart guy.
Who's your daddy's?
I don't know. I'm an orphan.
Yeah, see, he doesn't want to do it. I think I'm taking a personal interest in this one.
Okay.
You know, when you go on about how you got us before, that's kind of like Japan gloating about Pearl Harbor. How did it end up? Or don't you know that either?
I know that.
Yeah, okay. You know, just remember that. Remember that.
I'll give you
because the bottom line is we're your daddy on this one.
One last chance. Who's your daddy's?
I'm not sure what the punchline for that is.
It would be Don and Mike.
There's not a punchline. Don't call this show again. I'm serious.
I thought you were going to ask where my mother was from.
No.
So you're thinking.
Yeah, don't think.
No, listen, I want to tell you something. Dude, man, God, I wish we did the show. You know, we don't do the show that we used to do where we just go off on people at random who piss us off. But it's been a long, great week of shows, and we get a dumbass hat like you calling up. You think you're funny. You slow the show down. I should have hung up on you 10 minutes ago, but somehow it turns into a number one contest.
We have all those people in the book, and there is not one guy that has really generated this kind of interest. And it's you. And it's not positive. It's a negative thing. I should point that out.
For some reason, you're loving the notoriety of this. You're loving this moment.
He feels he got you.
But you didn't get us.
He likes that.
You didn't get us.
Exactly.
We got you.
The first two times I did.
The first two times.
You dream.
Jesus Christ. Hey, listen. Do you realize all we got to do is go to the city paper, and all we got to do is take out an ad that says, I'm young and horny, and I love guys of all shapes, especially fat guys. And all we got to do is put your phone number in there. That's all we got to do. One ad. One ad.
Okay.
Is it worth it?
No, it's not.
No, exactly. All right, now what are you never going to do again?
I will never, ever call your show again.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Don and Mike.
And you promise you're never going to do it again?
Yeah.
Really?
Because what happens if you do? That's right. Men, big, fat, sweaty men start calling your house and asking if they can go out on a date with you.
I understand.
Okay. I hope you do.
And I hated to stop the show to do this, but we must do it.
I had to set an example.
And now you don't say a thing. Just hang up the phone.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Forever. Bye. Next time will be the last time.
All right. Goodbye.
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 Hang up! Hang up or I'm going to do it today.
He's gone. That did it. That felt good.
I think we did some good here.
No, I think we did.
That is a good system.
Now, when we put somebody in the book, they really are recorded in the book.
Absolutely.
They are.
But does he have it out there? Does our first line have it?
Joe does.
Joe does. So Joe,
all right, Joe, you be on the lookout for that guy.
Joe should have looked on the caller ID.
Right. But the beauty of this is now we've got the data of both of his
appearances. Hello?
Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Listen, this is probably a good job for Beth Ann anyway. It may be a little too heady for Joe. You got to check that list to make sure that the numbers on the screen don't correspond with the numbers on the list. So we can catch the bad callers before they call.
Like a bad credit card.
Okay. I understand that.
Do you think you'd be able to explain that to Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, and Beth Ann?
gone.
Man, she goes fast.
There she goes.
You know, it's going to be like credit card fraud in the early 70s. They're going to have to, like, go through a phone book.
Yeah.
Remember the big
yeah.
credit card book?
That happened to me every time I went to the grocery store. Something about the way I look.
Bring me the latest copy of Blue Boy. I might need to take out an ad.
Stop calling me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scam.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Dennis. Look at the time.
Hi, Dennis.
Ocean City. I'm in Ocean City.
You're in Ocean City.
Yeah, hey, I have a field goal for you. Did you see this on television last night?
What, Dennis?
Did you hear that?
No, we did not, but thank you for that, Dennis.
Okay, and Don, I'll see you at South Point on Sunday.
Oh, you'll see Dennis.
Oh, I'll be at the
Baltimore.
Game. Oh, Dennis, listen, and we missed you as a pilgrim last Wednesday. Weren't you going to rent a pilgrim suit and come down here for the show the day before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I was going to, but I had a job and I couldn't break away.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well, you were going to come down if Rob got you the pilgrim suit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You were too lazy to get the pilgrim suit.
Okay, it's too late. I was lazy.
No, not late. You were lazy.
I'm lazy.
I'm and late.
I'm late and lazy.
And you didn't call anybody, did you?
And you're a loafer. and you're a loser.
Well,
but you're a lover. And you're loony.
I'm a mother. You got that right.
Dennis?
Yes? Yeah.
It's the wrong day for you to call the show, my friend.
Well, okay.
You have convenient for you, isn't it?
You have the unique blessing of having the worst timing of anybody I've ever known.
And it's getting worse.
We just got off the phone with a total hemorrhoid out of Sacramento, and the next call that we take by random happens to be you.
And now you're talking to me.
Yeah,
okay.
I just feel for you, Dennis.
A lazy loafer suckling on the teat of other people's efforts. And Dennis, there you go. Talking when we're talking. How many times have you been on the show?
See what's happening.
How many times have you been on the show?
Al, look what you've done. Look what you've done to Superfan.
Seriously.
Look what you've done. Bye, Dennis.
But I didn't
want
a Christmas tree
today. Who cares?
have a pleasant weekend, Dennis.
Okay.
Pound sand.
Okay, I'll go pound sand. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Bye.
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 Good weekend.
Hang up.
I'm having a bad day.
Hang up.
Bye.
Hang up, Dennis.
Went pretty well, I thought.
There you go.
He loves to make me hit him.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I got a question for Buzz.
Yes, go ahead.
Buzz, do you pronounce your last name Elfstein or Elfstein?
Okay. Thank you, my friend. You're helping us out there. Hello. Don and Mike Show, phone scan.
Oh, my God, it's after
sundown.
Hey,
Don and Mike.
Hi. Hi there.
Hey, did you catch the Tom Ridge talking about the security terrorist color system? And how they worked on it for months and months. I couldn't help but wonder, you know, what if they'd have gone the extra mile and worked on it for months and months and months?
Yeah.
Now we're cooking with grease.
Yeah.
Hey,
how about you?
I like that new security guy, too. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy.
The New York cop guy.
He's not like a great public speaker, but he just strikes me as really a legitimate tough guy, and that's who should be in that position.
It looks like a head cracker to me.
He absolutely
does.
That's
what I mean. Yeah, we need that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, phone scan. Hi.
Hey, I got a question for Rob. Hey, how's his back hair doing after that LASIK removal?
That is a good question.
Yeah, nope,
how's your back hair?
Pretty good. I think I'm two treatments away from being done.
Are you going
to
show us?
Yeah, would you like to see?
Oh, no.
Always.
I don't want to.
There you go. Hold on. Oh, dear.
Oh,
my shorts are riding up.
Oh, Rob.
Good heavens.
There's material everywhere.
Oh, dear. Oh, dearie, dear. Oh, God. Taking his shirt off now.
Oh, it's coming back. No, it really is. Well, up at the very top it is.
Yeah.
But you got it halfway down your back.
For the first time, more hair on his head than on his back.
Put your shirt back on. I feel like I'm looking at a nude shot of Beatrice Arthur.
Looks like J-Dub's backing up.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Hi there.
I'm want to offer my services to you guys.
In what regard, sir?
I want to be your personal plumber.
our personal plumber.
Yeah. I think we've got a guy that calls me with that offer, too, every day.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Got a quick question. I've been thinking about this since I was about 16.
Hold on. Lucky for you, you're the last person. We're out of time. All right. How may we serve you? What is the thing you wanted to ask us?
Okay, well,
everything that was... You had to delete that out.
What a shame to broadcast
sucks.
That question.
Yeah,
it does.
The FCC sucks, and so do men who do that to themselves. Just my opinion. I think it's rather unnatural.
And it's also very dangerous.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I mean, I know it's the way we came into the world, but I think that we're like chia pets.
Yeah, right.
That, you know, some things go in some places.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to have some things some places.
What's the? You ever wonder what the purpose of it is, though? You know, why?
Hair?
Yeah. Anyway.
I believe it's ornamental. I believe it's...
surely decorative.
Yes, yeah, decorative. Thank
like,
you,
like feathers.
Yeah. Yes, right. Like wallpaper.
Plumage. Yeah, but you can't fly because of that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Maybe not.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was calling about the pickle power guy.
Yeah, we hate that guy.
So why? Because that started back when you were B94 FM.
Are you talking about in Pittsburgh?
The Steelers.
I thought that guy's a Browns fan in that commercial.
Yeah, it started with Pittsburgh.
But you know what this dude, hold on, I understand what this dude is saying. Back when I worked in Pittsburgh 25 years ago, there was something called, at the same time they had the terrible town, there was pickle power in
back
Pittsburgh.
Then?
Yeah, back then.
Yeah.
With that dumb, that polka song about the Steelers,
mm-hmm.
that everybody sings.
Army.
Yeah, right. And listen, you're the last person on the phone scan. What is your name?
It's Scott the Jeep Guy.
Oh,
he gave himself a nickname.
Scott. Kiss that prize goodbye.
What a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're all broken up.
I'm pretty upset about it.
So am I.
I wish the prize could have gone to Dennis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Great show.
He got the prize.
Listen, what can we do for you? You're the last person on the phone scale.
I just want to say thanks for a great show.
Well, listen, isn't that nice? Thank you. What's your name, sir?
Don.
And where are you from?
Midland, Virginia.
You have got... hold on, I need that new thing for Buzz. Give me the new lead-in for Buzz. You've got the ultimate home tailgating kit to get you through the football season, courtesy of Prevosec OTC. They want you to make the most of your tailgating. Go to CBSSportsLine.com and win the ultimate home tailgating sweepstakes with the NFL today on CBS. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you.
Hold on, and check out the new production element.
Hey, this is good.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a hookah.
You know, Turkish water pipe. Looks like a seltzer bottle with a thyroid condition. Hey, who would want a thing like that?
Michael Elton as Buster Bank.
People rotate that with this.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, it's me.
He made it up.
Hey, this is good.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a hookah.
You know, Turkish water pipe. Looks like a seltzer bottle with a thyroid condition.
Told you. Buzz,
yeah.
What's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Today, the government has been lying to your kids about sex.
And you know, that's a little game you and I play every day.
Every day.
And you know that,
too. Almost every day.
That I say, what's your lead story tonight, and then you have to say today.
Today.
Because
yeah.
in some places, you're right, it's still daytime.
Daytime.
But it's nighttime here.
Yeah, all right.
Daytime, nighttime, Saturday, too. We open our doors.
Are we on anywhere in the morning?
Not yet, Mike.
Okay.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
News and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And we're not going to satellite. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The number one radio show in Toronto.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike program.
All right, let's stations run this show. Let's spotlight some of them now. How about in Las Vegas? Every day, noon to four on KSFM. Dallas. It's a late night thing, but we're cool with it.
Oh, yeah.
Live 105.3. And in Palm Springs. KGAM and Rochester, New York. I talk 1280 WHTK. Time for Buzz to do now. Buzz is brought to you by Viramax. world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Dr. DeBetto Clinic. We've tested patented Viramax available at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888 Drive. VMAX. Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Lighthouse.
One fine morning, girl.
Hi, Buzz.
For the last 3 years, the government's program of teaching abstinence has been telling some pretty tall tales to American students.
Teaching absence?
Abstinence.
Oh,
not a beverage. It means
great.
To refrain
Hello?
From sex.
Don and Mike? How do you make that absinthe that Buzz likes so good? Hello? Hello?
Yes, we get a lot of that.
Is it me?
You guys would like to drink it.
And whatnot.
Hi, this is Phil the Shark. I'm calling from Brownsville, Texas.
Who likes absinthe?
So over the last 3 years, the government's program of teaching abstinence has been telling some tall tales to American students. The program has included gems like, half of all gay male teenagers in the U.S. have tested positive for the AIDS virus. That's one thing they've been teaching. Not true.
Oh, really?
That simply touching a person's private parts, quote, can result in pregnancy, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
Also not true?
I get the connection, but as facts go, that isn't one.
Boy, am I having my eyes open today.
I had no idea. The abstinence program has taught that a 43-day-old fetus is a thinking person, that condoms fail a third of the time, and that you can get AIDS from someone else's sweat. False, false, and false. The government's been telling kids that abortion can lead to sterility and suicide. True, but so can just living. There are other examples.
You know what you're doing right there?
What?
You are editorializing.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. I dig your message.
Where?
There, you know?
I don't see
but
your point.
But, you know, you're sophisticated, Buzz.
There are other examples of false, misleading, or distorted information in the government's abstinence teaching program, according to a study from Congress itself.
Buzz was homeschooled.
Still is.
The information I'm giving you right now, this report, this assessment of the abstinence teaching program.
And don't forget, you can't spell assessment without ass.
That's right. This assessment of this abstinence teaching program by the government was done by Congress.
Homeschooled.
That's
in the cabin.
Where I got this information. Next door, roaring fire.
Like Lincoln.
Quoting Congressman Henry Waxman, I don't think we ought to lie to our children about science.
I agree with Professor Waxman.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
The government has also, government's also put a stop to a patch that would have done for women what Viagra has done for men. Procter & Gamble was ready to market a testosterone patch for women that would increase their interest in sex and make them more responsive during sex.
I got a great testosterone. Oh, hold on. I found it. Man.
Yeah.
I got a mind like a steel trap.
Yes, you do.
This is this great testosterone tape.
Just, weight room modification, man. Too much testosterone. We in the middle of camp.
Big word. That's big word.
That's what happens.
What's that word again?
Testosterone.
Yeah, all that big stuff.
At home said testosterone.
Yeah, see, now he got a little Princeton, I guess he went to school at. I don't know. I went to Savannah State, you know what I mean? So we talk real illiterate at Savannah State.
The testosterone patch was aimed at women who...
That was Scott Herman, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
He's the president of Infinity Broadcasting.
Thank you, Scott.
He was brother.
The testosterone patch was aimed at women who have either lost their sex drives and want it back, and to women who've never had the drive and want to have one.
Hey, I might be remotely interested in that now that you've piqued my interest, Buzz.
But the FDA has stopped it. They're not going to allow it on the market now.
Oh, well, then I'll I guess I'll still have to kill her.
Not at this time.
Kill her with kindness, Mike.
Of course you
will.
Cut and paste. The FDA has refused to okay the drug for now, saying it needs more testing to determine its long-term effects. In some women, the hormone can cause women to sprout facial hair, and other hormone therapies have increased a woman's risk of cancer.
Hello!
I want you now.
The decision to keep the patch off the market was heartbreaking to women who've had hysterectomies or who've lost their drive for some other medical reason.
Take me now. Oh, this facial hair.
Meanwhile...
Yeah, I see fish.
One in ten women is taking an antidepressant drug such as Prozac, Paxil, or Zoloft. The government study that brings us that also says Americans of both sexes are taking more antidepressants, three times as many as 10 years ago.
And I shouldn't. I don't know this for a fact.
No, it's speculation, right?
I know that she works very hard. Or she's wired all the time. Oh, that wasn't a good one, was it?
No, you can't tell that. That's they're saying Beth Ann.
Buzz, I don't think that band takes meds. What I think she's just naturally wound tight. What do you guys think, Mike? Buzz?
I'm sure she does. I think she should consider it.
I think she takes them, but not enough.
Anyway.
Well, are we going to ask her whether she takes them or not?
Yeah, sure.
Any type of antidepressants? Prozac?
Let's give her a call. That's a good idea. Hi, are you on meds?
Nothing.
All right.
Do you want some?
Would you like some?
Not at all.
Okay. Sure. Just like Potter says about the cigars in It's a Wonderful Life. I'll send you a box.
Speaking of It's a Wonderful Life, how's your Uncle Billy?
He got home. He's okay. And his birthday was the other day.
Oh, really?
Did he have a good birthday?
A wonderful birthday. He went to see his show.
And how young was he?
He was 81.
81. God bless him.
Uncle Billy. We keep thinking of the Uncle Billy and It's a Wonderful Life.
No, he's an ice stick.
We found out that. Thank you, Mike, for changing that. Found out that's Beth Ann's uncle's name, Uncle Billy.
Uncle Billy.
And remember, she doesn't take pills.
There it is. That's right.
Thanks, BA.
Okay.
Bye.
But Americans are taking...
Oh, she loves to hang up.
And she's gone. She's out of here.
Brad. She loves to hang up.
We're taking more prescription pills in general in the United States, according to the government study. It says that...
Of course we are. Haven't you seen the commercials?
Yeah,
Did you wake up this morning and not feel quite right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a pill for you.
Well, I'm on one. I'm on that blood pressure stuff now. I honestly think the ads have a lot to do with that, too.
I relate to the sad circle. Mm-hmm. And I want to be the happy circle that bounces up and down.
Yeah, I've seen that on TV. Yes. And a lot of the medications people are taking now are for cholesterol or blood pressure. That's a predominant part
of the
prescription pills.
The pills that I'm taking, and I don't mind being honest and upfront about this. 8 pills a day was really a hassle.
Hey, but when's the last time you had an outbreak?
Oh, Mike, just 2 weeks ago.
I know. Isn't that amazing? They used to be every other day.
And I just take the AIDS diet candy, which is so hard to find anymore.
I know. They seem to have some trouble with their business a few years
back. I think it's delicious.
A marketing problem, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The study says 44% of us are taking at least one prescription medication, and that 1 in 6 of us takes at least 3 a day. The report also confirms what we already knew, that...
Good heavens, no.
Yes, the prescription drugs costs are rising faster than the cost of any other aspect of health care.
Drugs.
If the Janet...
What, Mike? What about them?
Just making a statement. Yeah. They're neither good nor bad.
That's right.
Drugs.
That's your comment for the news and comment?
Yeah, drugs.
Drugs.
If the Janet Jackson Super Bowl incident keeps a single person from learning the facts about sexually transmitted diseases, you can blame the FCC for that. As executioner for the witch hunt on so-called indecency, the FCC has scared the pants off broadcasters.
If we scare the pants off, we got a better chance of getting a social disease.
You would think.
We have our pants on.
In Los Angeles, what this means is that TV stations are refusing to run an ad warning people about the resurgence of syphilis in this country.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chuck Scarborough, KNBC, and we've all got it here at News Center 4.
Yes, we're talking about a resurgence of syphilis. It's a nasty thing that's come back into our radar, and I'll tell you, it's not good. And with syphilis often travels the AIDS virus. Now, this ad that seeks to prevent the spread of these diseases would have run during Will and Grace and during Letterman, but both CBS and NBC have refused to run the ads at all.
You know what one of my all-time favorite TV shows was?
What's that?
Remember when Cloris Leachman started syphilis?
It was a wonderful
syphilis.
Show.
Syphilis. Remember, she was Rhoda's neighbor, Phyllis.
Yeah,
syphilis.
They all lived in that big house.
Syphilis
was upstairs.
Syphilis Diller. That would be another good one.
And didn't syphilis have a daughter?
That would be?
Yeah, I forgot what her name was. But didn't syphilis, the only character on that show was her daughter.
Now you're talking really about...
About syphilis.
About the
show Phyllis.
I don't remember what her daughter's name was, but she was always chummy with Mary Tyler Moore, right? Wasn't that the deal? The girl
her
with long
was
hair?
Lars.
Uh-huh.
Lars.
Lars,
who was like Nordic, wasn't he?
In Mary Tyler Moore, you never saw him.
Right. And here's a fact, a little trivia question about that show. Lars had chlamydia.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Most individual TV stations...
Remember, you can't spell chlamydia without clam.
Most individual TV
Thank
stations...
Thank you, everybody.
Most individual TV stations are also refusing to run the ad about syphilis.
Was it Beth?
Was
that the daughter?
Yeah, it was Beth. Maybe it was. Thank maybe
you.
Beth Ann.
There you go.
And didn't she have, like, braces at the beginning?
I think so.
Yes,
not on her leg.
Wasn't she sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a young boy, she was. So TV stations...
I'm talking about now when I watch the rerun.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, you. TV stations and networks are refusing to run what is essentially a public service announcement to try to stop the spread of syphilis because they're afraid of the FCC, which is feeling pretty cocky after handing out hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines
watch
this year.
Fella?
What?
You just said cocky.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But you can run all the Viagra ads you want, right?
That's right.
Oh,
that's
but
right.
You'll be glad to know that at least here on WJFK during our show, I am now editing out all of the ads. You know, they got all these ridiculous rules, and we're cool with it, but let's have one standard for rules. We are running commercials that are so full of stuff that we can't say on the air.
That's right. I've heard
that. Now what I've been doing now, I've been deleting out when they talk about
good for you.
All the stuff that happens.
You're doing your duty as an American.
I'm protecting. You said duty. Watch it.
So sorry.
Shock job. Right.
You are protecting decency.
That's right.
And we salute you.
All hail Fuhrer Powell.
When we come back from this.
All hail. And when's this book coming out, Mein Kampf?
I'm not sure. When we come back from this filthy commercial break, I'll tell you about another ad stations are refusing to run.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Dolph. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
That's not a threat, that's a promise.
Damn right.
Everything official about this show, you can find it at Don and Mike websites. .com. There's
store.
Audio. There's a daily update.
Go to the store.
Downloadable segments. There's pictures.
Nothing for Christmas at the store.
The affiliate list. It's DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
I'm Moho saying go to the store.
Thank you, Moho.
All right.
And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
The Big Three TV Network.
Buzzy, Buzzy, Wuzzy.
Thank you, John.
Who's got going on the whole Moho thing?
Fuzzy, Wuzzy, Woman, Fuzzy. The Big Three TV.
Bye, bye.
Bye, John. The Big Three TV networks are refusing to run an ad from the United Church of Christ inviting gays to join the congregation.
And what's wrong with that, Buzz?
That's what I want to know. The 30-second ad features two muscle-bound bouncers deciding who can and who cannot enter a church service. Among those kept out, two guys who appear to be a couple. The tagline?
Michael Mirror.
Hi, can we come in?
Michael Source.
I'm here with Mike.
The tagline, Jesus didn't turn people away.
Right.
Neither do we.
Amen.
ABC tells
us. Well, let me think about that. I'll get back to you on Monday, okay?
Sure, okay.
Need a weekend to chew that one.
You think about it.
Quoting an ABC spokesperson.
Chew it like gristle.
We do not generally accept paid advertising that espouses a particular religious doctrine.
WWMBD.
What would
Marty Bass do?
We'll know soon. CBS and NBC say their policies are against running ads that take positions on matters of public controversy. Quoting CBS, this spot is unacceptable for broadcast. The church has 1.3 million members in 6,000 congregations.
It's unacceptable for broadcast, except when times get tough in the fourth quarter.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about a football game. I'm talking about the financial fourth quarter.
That's right.
You wait over the next 3 weeks. Wait until you hear the parade of quacks and freaks who have ads running on our radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the end of the year and they got to make budget.
Yeah.
It's going to be like... Hello, this is Dr. Bombay. Serious. Have you always wanted to have superpowers? Now call 1-888-I'm-a-quack and get my free pills.
I'll be right back after this from C. Alice.
As you may have heard us mention in passing earlier, there was another police raid on Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch today. At 9 a.m. Pacific time, Santa Barbara police, armed with a search warrant, went into Jackson's estate. They are not saying what they found or what they expected to find.
But we have this.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's a... Should not say he's jackal.
Jackal.
I'm not a jackal.
Jackal.
I'm not a jackal.
Jackal.
Well, what did you find? Did you find the trap door? You found my trap door.
Jackal. Bee-stung lips.
Stay away from my trap door.
The best guess is the prosecution's gathering the last of any evidence of alleged child molestation in time for a court deadline for evidence to be submitted.
Jackal.
By the
Jackal.
Way, one other development in the news today. We told you recently that 9 of the president's 15 cabinet members would be leaving. Turns out it's only 8. Good news. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is staying.
Isn't that nice?
I don't know about your airport.
Hey,
but
my prayers were answered. I've got my Christmas miracle. And you know what I like about him the best?
All right.
He's so down to earth and likable.
Yeah, when
I mean, he really lays it out in a way that every man or inescapable woman can understand his position.
That's why Don's been saying, "All I want for Christmas is my rummy."
He very rarely comes across as the type of guy who would stand up at the podium and basically say, "It's my way or the highway, and if you don't like it, pound sand and move the frig out of this country, because I'll blow your freaking head off if I have to, because I got my finger on the button, because I'm goddamn Donald Rumsfeld. Do you hear me? I'm running this country! Get rid of Ridge! Get the guy from New York! Bush! Get me an iced tea!
Rummy,
and
my Rummy.
Get the real president on the phone!
His defense secretary's going.
Hello, this is Dick Cheney. Cheney, it's Rummy!
How's the ticker?
I don't know about your airport, but at Reagan National here in D.C., airport security's apparently been conducting illegal strip searches. This according to investigative reporters at WJLA-TV. In some cases, travelers were reportedly ordered to strip naked and to present their private parts. Women were ordered to walk while squatting, quoting one screener, to see if something would fall out. Some of the searches allegedly occurred in a stairwell, and some were reportedly videotaped. All of this in violation of federal screening policy.
Oh, my God.
Baby.
Quoting a screener, that really incensed me, that somebody felt they could just put on some gloves and violate someone to that degree. The look on their face would give you the sense they felt they were, in a sense, being raped, and to a certain extent, they were. The screener says some women were searched not because of suspicions, but because of their breast size. And she says all this occurred with the approval of the manager of security.
Way to go, guys.
Reagan National.
Would that be something? Ma'am, excuse me. We're going to need you to come over here.
All right, it's time.
Now, lean over and pick up those pennies.
I'm wearing a uniform.
Try to cheer you up with the weird and the wacky. And finally, in Florida, a man's been arrested for using a ladder to peek into a woman's bathroom while she was taking a shower. The woman says he had done this before.
Hello.
This time, she called the police and proceeded to shower as if she hadn't seen him. This happened in Longwood, Florida. In Medina, Ohio.
Okay. All right, I get it. Yeah. You may continue.
A veteran high school
teacher.
Sometimes
your stuff is just too sophisticated for me, Buzz.
Medina,
if we repeat that, we're in trouble.
I follow you, though.
In Medina, Ohio, a veteran high school teacher was pulled over this week for drunken driving. That's when the officer discovered the man was wearing nothing but a hooded sweatshirt and women's panties. The teacher had been stopped once before, wearing women's jewelry and makeup in a mid-thigh black dress with a pearl necklace. That time, he was drinking vanilla extract right out of the bottle. But our winner has to be... Maybe that's our winner.
You know, no, I go to the grocery store every week.
Right.
I see that. It's made by McCormick. Just picturing a guy with the big, you know, industrial size, just driving down the road. A
lot of alcohol.
Just pounding the vanilla extract.
I'll send you the videotape.
80 proof.
Really?
Yeah, 40% alcohol.
Shocker, you know that.
I've got a lot of facts.
And couldn't smell more pleasant. Our winner, though, has to be the Michigan man arrested for drunken driving. Police caught up with him after a chase that ended with the man running into a power pole with his tractor while carrying a kitten in his pocket.
I'll drink to that.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
No.
That's it. We got to go.
Oh.
See, thank you to Patton Oswalt.
A good guy.
We'll have a link to his site on our site. We already did. Also, thank you to Ivana from The Apprentice.
Wonderful lady.
And Rich Eisen from the NFL Network. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Rod and Fez are coming up next. Please listen to them. They got a great show. We'll be back on Monday. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Have a safe and healthy weekend, everybody. A good day to you, sir.
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 And you?
I don't want to be too personal.
Go ahead.
Had a kitten in your pocket?
Okay, that's it. Longwood. I get jokes.
Have fun. I get it.
Cat bath.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.